Mark Maron. It's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
Good morning, people. It's Thursday, right? Thursday morning. Here we are. Feeling all right. Got a big day. George Bush lashing out. Lashing out. Finally getting a little snippy.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a little snippy, a little aggravated at the Kerry Edwards ticket. We got, of course, the presidential palm pilot with his schedule today. Liberal agenda's coming up. Got Mark Riley here. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
I got Chris over there on the board. What's going on?
Kalo.
Everything is like... There's so much stuff here today. I've got papers all over the place. It's unbelievable. I did the Conan O'Brien show last night.
Yeah.
That was very exciting. It was like, I like it, like as I was talking about yesterday, where I can leave the studio feeling like it went okay, as opposed to leaving thinking like, oh, man, that one joke, man. If I get like a joke, if I get stuck in my craw that like something didn't go well on the show, it's the worst, because you go to bed at night just playing it over and over and over again. I don't even watch it on TV. I'll just play the moment over and over again. Like, God, if I just said it, you know, that way. Some of the people on the blog, morningsedition.com, website. John thought I looked good, but I could have used a shave.
And he woke up at what time to tell you that?
I don't know. You know, people have been up and already communicating about it. But it was good, man. We had a good time. Christina Applegate was on, and I talked to her a little bit after my performance.
Infamous Kelly Bundy from Married with Children.
Right, but also the co-star of Anchorman, and we're going to have the writer and director. Is he director as well, Adam McKay?
Yeah.
Of Anchorman, and Will Ferrell is going to be on the phone with us. Adam McKay is going to be in the studio, and I was trying to get some stuff out of Christina Applegate as to, you know, how can we kind of screw with Will Ferrell or Adam McKay, and she didn't really come up with anything. There's supposedly some article in the Chicago Tribune that I think it's a bad review that we could bring up. I don't know if we should do that. I mean, like, you got the director. It's like, hey, I heard the movie sucked, according to the Chicago Tribune. What do you got on that? Anything? What's your reaction to the movie sucking, according to that paper?
Yeah. Right.
So I'm not going to do that. But what else?
You sure you're not going to do
that? People are listening.
Yeah.
People are listening. Jimmy Favino, who, when I go to Conan, he always gives me a guitar. He gave me a beautiful Les Paul. Jimmy Favino is a guitar player for the Max Weinberg 7 there.
Huh.
I also asked Max Weinberg because, Dan Pashman, our editorial producer.
Yes.
Who was on the show yesterday.
And bioterrorism expert.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly what we're calling Dan these days.
But he's a big Bruce Springsteen fan, and there was this rumor around that Bruce Springsteen was going to have a show at the Meadowlands on the same day as the Republican National Convention. So I went up to Max Weinberg last night, and I said, is that true? And he's like, no, complete rumor. So Passion was sort of heartbroken this morning.
Ooh.
But luckily I brought him some swag from the show. They give you the best swag at Conan O'Brien, man. Huge bag of stuff. T-shirts, there's a pair of Rockport shoes I can get.
What?
Oh, now I'm doing free plugs. Some woman got all pissed off at me. You know, of course, on the email, sort of like, what is with Mark Maron talking about himself on the radio? Answer, my show. All right, second question. What is it with him talking about, you know, having Dunkin' Donuts coffee and about his Sprint commercial going on and on and on about a commercial he did? Answer, my show. How come Mark Maron is always talking about how he masturbates on the weekend? I mean, who wants to hear that? Again, my show, some people want to hear it. Right now, Chris Lopresto, very, very excited to hear about my masturbation. Very excited.
We all are.
I don't want to go into that. I'm not going to go into that. But I just wanted to address that woman's issues and problems.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, you're free to leave. But now the big news today, I'll talk more about Conan later. And if you have any questions, you know, blog them up, and I'll answer your question.
MorningSedition.com.
Ken Lay is going down. It's a beautiful thing. Ken Lay is going down. George Bush has started to come unhinged, but the Enron chief is being indicted today.
Later,
right, Mark?
Today, yes.
Yeah.
He is indicted in connection with the Enron collapse. Now, we don't know more about that, Mark, because they have sealed the indictment, so people don't really know what the contents are. He was founder and former CEO of Enron and a big-time friend and contributor to George W. Bush. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, is reportedly also bringing civil fraud charges against Lay as well. As you mentioned, he's expected to surrender later today. Enron, for those of you who are not familiar with it, because, you know, a lot of people have heard the name Enron.
Right.
They have no idea what the company did.
Yep.
They have no idea exactly what, and some of the stuff was just, like, absolutely nasty.
They were into everything. It was all part of the big energy deregulation.
Yes. Yeah, and they were the biggest, one of the biggest players in the energy business. They collapsed after top management devised more than one scheme, apparently, to hide debt and inflate profits. Thousands of people lost their jobs. A lot of people lost their 401ks. The stock went from $90 a share in the year 2000 to just pennies per share a year later. A key witness in the case, apparently, against Kenneth Lay, Kenny Boy, is apparently going to be the former Enron finance boss, Andrew Fasto, who pleaded guilty to two conspiracy counts in January and is apparently singing for the prosecution.
Don't you just love it when these cats turn on their own? It's beautiful. There's just no loyalty whatsoever. The only loyalty there seems to be in this case is George W. Bush's loyalty to Ken Lay, Kenny Boy, as he called him. And we're going to get into this a little bit in a little while, that, you know, George Bush is talking about values. You know,
well,
values.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that more with the campaign stuff. We'll flesh out this other thing, but the Enron thing. But the values of the Bush family in relation to Enron, certainly. I mean, Enron, a completely corrupt, you know, shamelessly inhuman, greedy.
Pathological.
Yeah, I mean, they built, you know, regular people out of hundreds of thousands of dollars because as a company, with the support of the Bush family, Enron was bolstered to this status of being a tremendous investment, a solid investment. You know, mutual funds invested in it, 401ks invested in it. When Enron went down, it took a lot of people's retirement savings, regular working people.
Not only did it take regular working people's money, they used a scheme that would have made any con person happy. Notice I didn't say
the
con
cook
man.
In the book scheme?
Well, I mean, the whole thing about taking, for example, in California.
Okay.
Well, Californians ended up paying. You know, you were living out there, I believe, at the time.
I heard about it. I wasn't there. But the blackouts.
The rolling blackouts.
Right.
The huge increases that consumers had to pay for electricity.
Right.
And what Enron people were apparently doing, and by the way, we have tape of them gloating about them doing this.
Yeah.
But what they were doing, in among other things, was taking energy from California.
Yeah.
Moving it out of state, selling it to a subsidiary or to somebody else out of state, and then selling it back into the state again, thereby eliminating any price cap
right.
on how much they could charge.
And creating a competitive environment where the money would keep jacking up. And apparently they would have these blackouts on purpose just to jack the price up more.
Yeah.
Now, what I understand about Enron is that they... This deregulation thing was just crazy because they could divvy up just chunks of the energy industry all over mm-hmm. the world. They had parts in India, in South America.
Anywhere they could get away with buying energy, they would buy the energy. And what they did was, you know, put together these kind of like paper profit situations
mm-hmm.
where they would say that these different companies, and I don't want to misspeak about exactly how they managed to, you know, to run this scheme. But the long and the short of it was they hid debt at the same time they inflated profits so that the stock of the company looked fantastic. That's why it hit $90 a share just 4 years ago. And then a year later, it was done. When people started realizing, wait a minute, there's all this debt. Where did it come from? Nobody seemed to know. The profits that were there ended up being completely illusory. And bam, you had a scandal on your hands.
So these guys were complete huckster, con men, weaselly bastards. And George W. Bush, all right, Ken Lay, you know, the amount of money he gave Bush in his campaign, Enron gave Bush $1.1 million in soft money for the 2000 campaign. They owned this guy.
Yeah.
All right? You know, based on individual corporate and PAC contributions, Enron has contributed $602,875 directly to Bush as of February 29th, 2004.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys own this guy, and this is a president that is assuming that he knows what working people believe in. He knows what working people's values are. He knows what working people want from an administration, from a government. And this is a guy that is in deep with now indicted criminals.
Absolutely.
Indicted criminals.
In the next hour, by the way, we're going to play that tape of these Enron guys laughing.
That
about
tape
that
is problem. Amazing.
Yeah.
Just shameless. Shameless. We'll be back with the president's palm pilot, the liberal agenda. James Galbraith, the economist, is going to help us flesh out what's going on with the economy as well. Come back.
this year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month's supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month's supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Good afternoon, sir. Is this your first visit to the Museum of Television and Radio?
Unfortunately not. I breezed through here last Thursday, and frankly, I was baffled.
How so?
Well, it's like no museum I've ever been to. None of the great masters are represented.
Well, I can't agree with you there, sir. Hitchcock, Gleason, Cosby, Lucy, Cronkite.
But the whole atmosphere, complete lack of stuffiness. Just ordinary people sitting at private monitors watching television and listening to radio programs.
Yeah, we have over 100,000 programs going back to the early days of broadcasting right up to the present.
But they were enjoying themselves, some laughing out loud, some weeping out loud.
Having a good time.
Precisely. It's a museum. Where are your velvet ropes, your stifled yawns?
It's not that kind of museum.
Well, I should say not.
I'm sorry you didn't have fun.
I did, but I don't go to a museum to have fun.
Where do you go?
Well, from now on, I'm coming here, but that's not the point. You really ought to work on your stuffiness, you know.
I think so.
Yes, you should have thrown me out 5 minutes ago.
The Museum of Television and Radio, with locations in New York and Los Angeles. For more information in New York, call 212-61-6600 or visit us on the web at www.mtr.org.
Mom, can you teach me the supercuts?
Excuse me? Since when do you care what you look like?
Seriously, Mom, I need a haircut.
Is it a girl? Oh, my Lord, you're already into girls. My little boy's growing up. Oh, soon you'll be in college.
Mom, I'm 7.
And then you'll marry this girl, who we haven't even met yet, and be a big corporate executive. Oh, you look so good in a suit.
Are you going to take me to supercuts, or should I call a cab?
And you'll be bringing the grandkids on the
Let's face it, your kids are growing up whether you like it or not. That's why Supercuts promises to give them a look you'll both love, usually quicker than it takes to get them to brush their teeth.
Dad, can you take me to Supercuts?
Supercuts? Jeez, where's the time gone? I mean, you were just a little baby, and now you're in school, growing hair.
Supercuts. We know how it is.
With over 1,700 locations, it's never been more convenient to let Supercuts take care of you and your hair. Call 1-800-SUPERCUTS or log on to supercuts.com for a location nearest you. And while you're there, check out the latest episode of The Mop Squad.
Yes, yes, yes. It is Thursday. We are, of course, skewering the president's relationship with Ken Lay a little bit. Got Mark Riley here. I'm Mark Maron. This is Morning Sedition.
Hey.
You're listening to Air America. On a blog post, it says, don't forget the ripple effect and benefits lost for those whose retirement pension funds were heavily invested in the Enron and in the like. Yes. And this guy, he's public employees, notably in Florida, took a huge hit. My copay on my meds went from $4 per script to approximately $15, and our fund claimed not to have been heavily invested, and he suspects that they were.
See, yeah.
So the ripple effect affects everybody. Thanks for that.
And they thought this was funny.
Raging bee.
They thought this was something to laugh about, to gloat over. This is such low grade. I've met a few low-grade hustlers in my time, just from some of the people I used to run with back in the day, as you like to say, Merritt.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've seen people run scams like this on, you know, small numbers of people for small money. I've also seen people get hurt real bad for running stuff like this, you know, on a small-time level.
This is why I keep
this
my money.
This is so widespread.
Yo, it's unbelievable. This is why I keep my money in a box.
Yeah, right?
You know, I mean, it's just crazy. And I just want to quickly say that Karl Rove, senior advisor to the president, as we all know, owned $250,000 of Enron stock. Spencer Abraham, energy secretary, received contributions from Enron. Lawrence Lindsay, former director of the National Economic Council, who resigned in 2002, was a former advisor to Enron. I mean, they're just knee-deep in this. And we knew this from before, but I think it's important to talk about it because this guy hopefully will get a little justice, you know?
I not only will put my hand on the Bible and swear to uphold the laws of the land, I will swear to uphold the honor and dignity of the office to which I have been elected. So help me God.
Listen to that. So that's
President, on the campaign trail.
That's President George W. Bush who said it was okay for Cheney to say to Patrick Leahy, Senator Patrick Leahy, go yourself. This is that guy.
Yeah, that's the same guy. He's getting a little snippy too around the whole John Edwards thing.
It's great.
Well, yeah, it's caused a bump in the polls, and Bush apparently is not happy about that. Bush went to John Edwards' home state of North Carolina on Wednesday, and a reporter, you know, those pesky people that ask those questions, a reporter asked him to compare John Edwards and his vice president, Dick Cheney. Let's go to that sound.
Try another Edwards question. He's being described today as charming, engaging, a nimble campaigner, a populist, and even sexy. How does he stack up against Dick Cheney?
Dick Cheney can be president. Next.
Next. You hear the pause? You know what that pause was? It was in Bush's head. He was going sexy, huh?
Yeah.
Damn it. I don't have any charm whatsoever. Bush is weird. He's got, whatever strange bullying, kind of like immature charisma he may have, the sex appeal is so not there. You know what I mean? And I like that in a president, personally. I like a guy who looks like he does it in a sensitive, caring way. But it's not beyond him to be a little rough sometimes.
I think that pause sounds to me sometimes like he's just trying to figure out, the N, then the E, then the X, then the T.
But he's getting snippy. He's getting snippy, and it's getting personal, and I think it's great, but because the value thing, do we have that? I don't know if we do have that.
Do we have the value? Yeah, because he goes to North Carolina and tries to convince people that his values are the values of average North Carolinians. Let's see if we can go to that sound.
I'm going to carry this south because the people understand that...
Go ahead, say it.
They share. Okay. We share values.
Uh huh. And
that they understand. They know me well.
Do they?
And I believe that.
Get it out.
I did well in the South last time. I'm gonna do well in the South this time.
Oh.
Because the senator from Massachusetts doesn't share their values.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So he's saying that John Kerry and John Edwards don't have the same values that George Bush, friend of Ken Lay, who built millions of Americans out of hundreds of thousands of dollars, that have made one of our friends of the show here pay more money for his medicine, that they don't share those kind of values, and that Edwards is not doesn't have values, doesn't have priorities. This is, John Edwards, our vice presidential candidate, is a guy who believes in increasing military compensation. These are the things this guy stands for. Has introduced legislation to expand child care for families of active duty personnel and reservists. All right. This is nothing that this president has done. This president has overextended the armed forces, does not give them proper treatment when they come back, will not give them the respect of going to a military funeral, will not let America grieve properly by showing the coffins of these people, that is ashamed of this war that he's gotten us into for false premises. For him to talk about values, It's ridiculous.
I love the English language because if you listen carefully to what George W. Bush just said there, he's speaking to an audience in North Carolina, and he can't even say, I share your values. What he said at the end of that little piece there was their values. So who's they?
Yeah.
You're speaking to an audience, pal. You're speaking to people. You're supposed to be sharing their values and saying to them, I share your view. He couldn't even say that.
This is a guy, this is a guy, George Bush, our president. This administration closed 7 veterans' hospitals, all right, did not increase VA spending at a comparable level to health care costs, proposed doubling costs of prescription drugs for veterans, cut benefits for middle-income veterans. This guy is like, who the hell is he to talk about values? It's brain-bending. Are there people that are believing this stuff? Are there people in this country that are that stupid, that are that, narrow-minded, that are incapable of understanding that by no means is this guy a friend of the working people?
Let's talk numbers.
All right.
Let's talk who believes and who doesn't. A couple of polls have come out since John Kerry has named John Edwards as his vice presidential candidate. A poll taken last night for NBC News by Princeton Survey Research and aired this morning, apparently on the Today Show, is going to show Carrie Edwards ticket beating Bush Cheney 49-41% with Nader Kameho at 4%. Bush's job approval rating 45%. Cheney's job approval rating 44%. And that's a sample size of 504. 63% of those polls say Kerry's choice of Edwards makes no difference in their decision for whom to vote. 24% says it makes them more likely to vote for Kerry. And only 7% say it makes them less likely to vote for Kerry. There's also a CNN USA Today Gallup poll that says two-thirds, I believe 64% of those polled, favor Kerry's choice. Whatever. This is all not good news for George W. Bush, and we'll hear more probably in the presidential palm pilot about some of the things that he's going to have to do today to try and clear. How is he going to put distance between himself and Ken Lay? How is he going to do that?
Just by saying
next.
Yes.
That's all. He'll just be like a lot of this.
Next.
Yeah. There are also stories, and I find this very interesting, Mark, because, you know, pundits sometimes, you know, they look at certain things, body language, all kinds of things when they look at candidates like this. And it appears that folks are saying that Kerry is a lot more relaxed now that he's got John Edwards with him. Maybe it's because he's made the choice now and he's more relaxed. You know, he doesn't have to have that tension. But there more than one reporter apparently has
noticed that. Well, it's sort of like, you know, when you get married and you get fat. You know what I mean? There's a certain pressure off. You know, I think that now they get to develop their team dynamic. You know, now all the wisdom and experience that Kerry brings to this, you know, he's got all this, you know, energy of this younger politician who, you know, has a lot of great ideas of his own, who's savvy. And I think that they can really, you know, if they create a symbiotic thing, which it seems like they're doing, and Kerry will come out of his shell even a little more, and they can bounce off each other and really support each other in the message, I think what we're looking at is a very powerful, you know, Democratic vision.
Well, you know who thinks so?
Who?
George W. Bush.
Well, clearly, because usually the guy's just skittish and weird, and, you know, when he's afraid, he's not able to hide it. But now he's getting angry, which to me, you know, this is a weird thing. A lot of guys I talk to, you know, a lot of people I talk to, we have a president. When you're a liberal or you're a Democrat or whatever, if you're against Bush, it's a very odd thing to me that people want him out, but when people see him in a situation where he seems desperate, where his poll numbers are down, I've talked to no less than a dozen people who literally go, it makes me nervous because I don't know what he'll do.
I don't know what
the president of the United States of America, Americans are afraid that he's going to do something or allow something to happen that'll put people in harm's way. For that to even exist in a country is an incredible statement.
We got to talk more about that because I think that's something that more and more Americans are feeling. Stay with us. There's much more to come here on Air America Radio.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most? Your wallet?
Yeah.
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and they include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLONASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies.
Huh?
Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLONASE. Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman, close friend of the Bush White House and former chair of the one-time energy giant Enron. Kenneth Lay is facing indictment this morning and reportedly will surrender to authorities in connection with a series of improprieties committed by other management members of the corporation. President Bush trekked to North Carolina yesterday and slammed the running mate of Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry, suggesting he lacks experience. Bush told an audience that at least his vice president, Dick Cheney, can be president. Democrat Kerry has long said. That's part of the problem. Former U.S. Senator Alphonse D'Amato is calling on President Bush to dump Cheney and put State Secretary Colin Powell in his place. And the United Nations and the Bush administration are at odds again, this time over permission to remove nuclear material from Iraq last month. The U.S. maintains it had the authority. The U.N. says no. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
Do you dread spending another summer in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance, just the way you imagine, with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends July 31st. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing now at 1-800-448-6600.
LendingTree.com presents 2 steps for controlling the home buying process. Step 1. Go to LendingTree.com and get up to 4 great mortgage offers within hours. Step 2. Stay at LendingTree.com and get up to 4 leading real estate agents within hours. So, to choose the mortgage and agent that's right for you, call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. See website for details and state license disclosures. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply.
The Majority Report.
These people who proselytize, what they are really doing is self-flagellating in a cowardly way.
But really what it comes down to with a lot of these guys is, you who protest first dealt it the worst.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
Right, so what was once something that children applied to flatulence is now something we can apply to congressional diddly awards.
Congressional Republican.
Why did you say he who smelt it dealt it? He who denied it supplied it.
He who denied it supplied it.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Three past the hour. Here we are. Thursday morning. I'm Mark Maron. It's Mark Riley.
Good morning.
Edition, Air America Radio. It's time now. Ramon just got us. Oh, not Ramon. John. Billy. Billy got us a Palm Pilot from the president. There we go. Here we go. This is the president's schedule. 8:30 a.m. Wake up. Stay on message. Dick Cheney could be president.
Next.
9:30 a.m. Have Ashcroft raise terror color chart to red, hereafter known as Edwards Red.
Next.
10:30 a.m. Have Edwards Air Force Base renamed Not Ready to Be President Air Force Base.
Next.
11:25 a.m. Meet with the King of Morocco. Tell everyone that Dick Cheney could be King of Morocco.
Next.
2:10 p.m. Address League of United Latin American Citizens via satellite. Text, Dick Cheney podría ser presidente el nexto. Or, as we say in English.
Next.
3 p.m. / $2 billion from education budget. What do you think of that?
Next.
Uh-huh. Yeah, order airstrike. Not 5 p.m. Order airstrike on Iraqi wedding. Why should they be happy?
Next.
Yeah. 7 p.m. Find out if Kerry and Edwards are using the word next as a campaign slogan.
Next. Next. Next.
9 p.m. Lights out. Try to calm down with happy thoughts. New York Post headline. Edwards arrested in gay sex romp.
Next. Next. Next.
Our next guest is James Galbraith, who I'm a big fan of. He's been frequently on our show. He's Salon's economic correspondent. And he's in Washington, D.C. today, not in Texas. How are you, James? Nice to talk to you again.
Very well. Thank you.
Thanks
so, what's the real story? Is the economy coming back or not? What's the word?
Well, the new evidence is that the economy is slowing down. Manufacturing orders are off. Job growth slowed pretty sharply last month, and the numbers for the previous 2 months were revised downward. So all of the happy talk about job growth picking up, which was in the press just a day or so before the new numbers came out, seems to be no longer operative.
So how come Wall Street is always saying, like, it's going to be okay, everything's good?
Well, there are a number of reasons. I mean, one of them is that these guys and women work for companies that would like to sell you stocks, and so they'd like to have the market go up, and they like you to believe that it's going to go up. And another reason, I suppose, is that being, you know, good conservatives, they want to persuade the public and the Congress that nothing needs to be done. And one way to do that is to have a forecast which says that everything's going to get better on its own. It's not really related to any evidence.
No, so it's just, you know, happy talk, and they think if they repeat it, that people become hypnotized and believe it.
Yeah, it seems to me that's a reasonable. That would be what a lawyer would call a rebuttable presumption in many cases.
Good. So what about Kerry? Should he be focusing more on the poor job performance in over the past 4 years? Or
well, it would be hard for him to focus more on it because I think he's been focusing on it pretty effectively, talking about the failure of this administration to create jobs and also about the poor wage performance of the jobs that exist.
Yeah.
James Galbraith, what is exactly putting the skids on the growth of the economy? People have pointed to Alan Greenspan. People are pointing to the war in Iraq. People are pointing to all these different factors. What is it that's preventing the robust jobs growth that all the Bush administration people were promising us just months ago?
Well, it's hard to be sure right now, but one thing that seems to be happening is that the great housing boom seems to be tapering off. Consumers are, you know, and they never got out of debt, and so they are likely to decelerate their spending at some point in the future. Businesses have never recovered from the internet and technology slump, and so they're not investing that heavily. So there are a number of different factors. And imports, the big thing in the new data is that imports are up. So we've lost competitiveness in the last 4 years. Where we have got new spending, it's largely flowed overseas. All of those things are contributing. And then just as those things are happening, of course, the Federal Reserve has gone off in the wrong direction and starting to raise interest rates, something which has not had any effect on the data yet, but will in the future. So we're not looking at a terribly happy prognosis, it seems to me.
So what can be done? I mean, what can be done to revive the economy? What type of program would you visualize?
Well, I think first of all, the Fed should stop doing what it's doing and reassess the situation. When something hurts, the best thing to do is to stop doing it. But then a lot of things are going to have to be done on the fiscal side. And probably the most important one, I mean, if I were designing the direction of the country for the next year, I would say, look, there are a great many things that need to be done in this country.
Yeah.
We have to address the real problem we have of energy security, which is very closely related to national security, overdependence on petroleum, which is very vulnerable, its price is very volatile, and we should be getting to work on rebuilding our, first of all, on conservation and on renewable energy sources, rebuilding our transportation network. I took a train down from Vermont to Washington yesterday. It was not a very happy experience. You could create a lot of jobs in this country if you put your mind to it, trying to get us ready for what life is going to be like later on in the 21st century.
James Galbraith, I'm curious. I had an experience recently where my wife went out to buy some clothes for my daughter, who's 7 years old. She ended up buying three items that were like a total of $15. One was manufactured in Cambodia. One was manufactured, I believe, in Honduras. And the third was manufactured in an African country somewhere. Now, aside from the fact that she got these things really inexpensively, how does that kind of thing impact the American economy? I mean, I know it's just a small thing, but I'm curious about how it plays in the big picture.
Well, we lost the garments. I also have a 7-year-old daughter.
Oh, okay.
So I know what's on the labels of her clothing too. We lost most of the children's garments and that sort of thing quite some time ago. And what we need to do with our country is to create the jobs where we can be competitive. We're extremely good at the high end. When we build better aircraft than, well, Europeans are competitive, but we build the best aircraft in the world. We build the best telecommunications systems. We have a great many things that we can do very well. In addition to that, we can create jobs here which are magnets for activity. We have the best higher education system. We have the best. We really have a very large and very effective healthcare system. It just isn't available to everybody. There are many elderly people who are there will be many more elderly people, I realize every day as I approach this status, in the next 2 decades. We're going to need people to take care of them. there isn't a problem of coming up with ideas about how to find good and useful and productive work for people. There's a problem of mobilizing the resources and getting the organization together to create those jobs, and that's what we need to do.
Yeah, and also making sure that the jobs take care of the people that are working at them.
That is also correct, and making sure that they're standards so that when you are working, you're not also poor.
Right, and that people want those jobs. We want to talk to you a little bit. You mentioned energy security, and, of course, Ken Lay is going down today. He's going to be indicted. We'd like to talk to you a little bit about Enron on the other side of this break. Would that be all right?
Sure.
All right, so we'll be back with James Galbraith, so stay with us on Air America Radio.
When I started this company, our mission was to be the most useful and most ethical provider in the financial services business.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
When you're dealing with people's money, when you're dealing with their financial dreams, you've got to hold it with the greatest of care.
With industry-leading equity research, trusted investment professionals, and personalized advice, Charles Schwab offers investors a better choice when it comes to low-cost investing.
It's about service. It's about best value. It's about ethics. It's all those things. That's what we're about every day.
Join the more than 3 million investors at Charles Schwab and enjoy lower trading costs plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local Schwab branch today.
Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Hello from Athens, Greece, folks. Now, if you're a big sports fan like me, this is the place to be. They've got them all. Take fencing. My sword of choice is always the foil over the saber and épée. You've got to see it. That's why Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels have created the Wake Up a Winner sweepstakes. You could win a trip to the big events in Athens. To enter, visit choicehotels.com, or every time you stay at a Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels this summer, you'll get a game piece with a chance to win hundreds of prizes and discounts off your next stay. Wake Up a Winner. To book, call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com. Well, I'm off to rhythmic gymnastics, where it always comes down to who nails the tightest ribbon snake. Choice Hotel. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion runs June 7th through August 29th, 2004. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit choicehotels.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-603-WORD. That's 603-WORD. 1-800-603-WORD.
Ken Lay takes a hit today, Thursday. I'm Mark Maron. This is Mark Riley. You're listening to Morning's Edition on Air America Radio. Our guest on the phone is economist James Galbraith. He is Salon's economic correspondent, a frequent guest on our show. So, James, now, you talked a little bit about energy security before. And how was Enron's part in the deregulating of the energy markets, how did that contribute to the near bankruptcy of California?
Well, Enron was a political force behind deregulating electricity prices, and then it took advantage of that to engage in a vast manipulation, along with some other companies, of the California system to extract enormous sums of money, tens of billions of dollars, from California consumers.
And how does that affect the economy as a whole when companies like Enron are guilty of this book cooking and this devious behavior?
Well, it's a vast transfer from the middle class and working people to a handful of the wealthy. And it affected us all because some of that money ended up in the campaign of Mr. George Bush.
Yes, he aligns himself with these corporate entities all the time.
And the corporate plane was used to ferry GOP operatives, let's call them thugs, because
why
that's
not?
What they were, to Florida to disrupt the count of the election.
And now your analysis, which I always quote here on the show, that the poll numbers don't change. They consistently keep going down in increments no matter what happens in the world. Is that still holding up?
I haven't checked back on that, but just a casual observation suggests that it probably is, yes.
Beautiful.
James Galbraith, how did they manipulate these prices? I've read some things about them moving energy out of California and then bringing it back in. So
yeah, the price of stuff coming from out of state was deregulated, and so things that were done in state could be moved out and then sent back into the state, taking advantage of the price differential. That was one method.
Mm-hmm.
Also, on the producer side, maintenance could be scheduled on a large number of power plants at the same time, causing a shortage of supply and an enormous spike in the spot prices.
And they take advantage of. And they did this around the world, right? Weren't they involved with India as well?
They did different things around the world. In India, there was a power plant which was really an enormous white elephant,
right.
Very much more expensive than the state of Maharashtra, Bombay area could afford.
Right.
And they really sold that very hard and with a lot of help from the U.S. government to get the Indians to buy the darn thing, which is now unusable.
It's unusable, and now the Indians are saddled with the debt, right?
That's correct. Yes.
And that's the way that this sort of World Bank operates. You get poorer countries in debt, and then they owe you for the rest of time. Is that how that works, kind of?
Well, I actually accuse the World Bank in this particular case. This was Enron, which had an asset that it wanted to sell and wanted to get it operating there.
Right.
And it just applied an enormous amount of political pressure and overruled the technical experts in the country who knew what they were doing in this case.
Right. We're talking to James Galbraith, the economist, and also Salon's economic correspondent.
James Galbraith, talk a little bit about what the political ramifications of Lay's criminal indictment are for George W. Bush. He has, since Enron's collapse, tried to put some distance between himself and the guy he apparently used to call Kenny Boy. Do you think that people are going to attach Bush to this guy's problems?
Well, this is a company which was very closely related for a long time to the political fortunes of George W. Bush. Which was very strongly influential in the early days of Bush's energy policy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking here at one of the most intimate connections that this administration actually has. I don't know how the public is going to react to it, but that's the reality. Those of us who lived in Texas over this period know that the two were just very closely intertwined.
Do you think that Enron has always been, do you think that the Bush family, and this is speculation, knew that they were up to no good?
Well, I can't comment on that, but Bush himself doesn't seem to me to be up to very good, so it,
they're all dirty. They're all, doesn't make sense. I mean, Enron gave Bush like $1.1 million. I mean, what did this do to the Texan economy? What did it do to that area?
Well, if you read, just to back on that, if you read some of the transcripts, there were people at Enron who thought that Ken Lay would get a cabinet post.
Right.
Texas, of course, was not so badly affected because
it was just the headquarters.
It was the headquarters,
yeah.
and we did not do the deregulation shtick that we did. I mean, California was the victim, not Texas.
Absolutely. Well, the entire country and a lot of working people were the victim. Thanks a lot, James Galbraith. It's a pleasure talking to you, as
My
always.
My pleasure to be.
You take care. I love that guy, man. He's got so much information.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, he's an objective economic observer.
Yeah, objective. Yeah, no, he's definitely not biased at all. All right, we'll take your calls 866-303-2270. Yeah, why not? Come on, we'll come back in a minute on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
If you want to do more with your home improvement project and with your budget, you can. The Home Depot can show you how. If you want to know more and know you're getting the lowest price every day, you can. Others try to get by on just a promise, but the Home Depot comes through time after time. It's how we were built, with a solid history and pure passion for bringing you the lowest possible prices on everything from washers and bolts to washers and dryers. When you buy as much as we do, you can afford to sell for less. That's the power of buying power. Simple stuff, just like our 10% price guarantee. If you ever find a lower price somewhere else, the Home Depot will beat it by 10%. Plus, if you want to get special finance offers that let you buy now and pay later, you can. Just ask an associate for details. If you want to pull it all together and know you're making your dollars and your dreams go farther, you can. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Good afternoon, sir. Is this your first visit to the Museum of Television and Radio?
Unfortunately not. I breezed through here last Thursday, and frankly, I was baffled.
How so?
Well, it's like no museum I've ever been to. None of the great masters are represented.
Well, I can't agree with you there, sir. Hitchcock, Gleason, Cosby, Lucy, Cronkite.
But the whole atmosphere, complete lack of stuffiness. Just ordinary people sitting at private monitors watching television and listening to radio programs.
Yeah, we have over 100,000 programs going back to the early days of broadcasting right up to the present.
But they were enjoying themselves, some laughing out loud, some weeping out loud.
Having a good time.
Precisely. It's a museum. Where are your velvet ropes, your stifled yawns?
It's not that kind of museum.
I should say no.
I'm sorry you didn't have fun.
I did, but I don't go to a museum to have fun.
Where do you go?
Well, from now on, I'm coming here, but that's not the point. You really ought to work on your stuffiness, you know.
You think so?
Yes, you should have thrown me out 5 minutes ago.
The Museum of Television and Radio, with locations in New York and Los Angeles. For more information in New York, call 212-621-6600 or visit us on the web at www.mtr.org.
From NBC Studios in New York, it's late night with Conan O'Brien.
My next guest is a comedian and the host of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. Please welcome Marc Maron. America's been on how long now? About 2 months?
It's been on 3.5 months.
3.5 months.
Some people know it as the liberal network.
Yes.
Or, in other words, the truth. Believe it. Republicans are out there, the bastard.
Yeah. Do you feel that you belong on Air America? Do you feel comfortable on Air
Definitely.
America?
Definitely. The only issue is sometimes, like, politically correct stuff, I'm not completely, you know, I don't always know. Like, recently I had to let go of the word retarded, you know, and it, I love the word retarded. You know what I mean? But, you know, some people, yeah, sometimes you use it wrong and people get offended, you know. But I still think, like, I don't say it on the air, but, I mean, everyone knows the difference. Like, everyone knows the difference between, like, oh, look, that's sad, that guy's retarded, and that dude's a retard, you know?
The emphasis.
Yeah.
The emphasis.
Yeah, that was me.
Hey.
I didn't know that was coming. And I just got an email from someone that said, "Saw you on Conan, you're retarded." That was it. Oh, that was so weird because, like, my brain, like, when I hear myself on television, or, like, I was just back there for a minute, and when I just read the email, I was expecting the type of laughter that I got from the Conan audience. And then it was just Riley laughing. I'm like, wait, how come? Oh, I'm the LRI.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You're here now.
Should we take one call?
Sure.
Let's take one call. Randall, how are you, Randall?
Hello?
Hey. What's going on? How you doing?
Okay, you just had the economics guy on, right?
Okay, yes.
And you talked about all the political side of all of the people that are being sent to prison or being indicted.
Mm-hmm.
But you also talked about all the people in California who had every cent ripped out from under them, as well as the Enron people who lost all of their savings and their whatever.
Right.
That were involved in. These people are still rich.
Ray
and all these other
I almost said
a bad word.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
You know, they have millions of dollars.
So
why don't sending them to prison for 2 years is supposed to help those people in California?
That's right.
No. Make them give up everything they own and give that money back.
Okay, I will do that if I can. I will make some phone calls right now, and you're absolutely right, Randall, and I appreciate your call. That's something that people don't usually talk about, is that these people don't pay a price. There isn't really justice for white-collar criminals, and it's a sham in this country because they are taken care of. There's even talk on the blog already that Ken Lay will probably be pardoned, you know, when Bush leaves office in November or in January. And, you know, and that is the scam of the administration, the way that this works in terms of white-collar justice. It doesn't really happen.
Well, you know, the California's two senators have asked for $8.9 billion worth of refunds to California consumers over the rip that Enron did out there. So people are trying to get some money back. Obviously, this is not going to be cash. They probably get some break on their bills or whatever. But they are, Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein, trying to get some money back.
But I was thinking about that today when I was researching this stuff, that, you know, people like DeLay and the other Enron criminals, like, yeah, sure, they'll do their day in
court.
Not
DeLay, Lay.
I'm sorry, Lay. DeLay's another type
DeLay's another guy.
He's got problems, too. But these guys, they stash the money. You know they're going to get out of jail and whatever. They're going to and have plenty of money. Like Michael Milken still has plenty of money. He was in on all these conversations as well with Dick Cheney and Arnold Schwarzenegger and those supposed hotel room conversations about the future of energy in America. I mean, these guys never go broke, and the people that the working people are always the ones that take the hit. Yet these are the people that have the values of working people. What kind of ridiculous assumption is that of this administration? Anyone other than this administration has the values, you know, better values than they do. Oh, there's the liberal agenda. Get all worked up. I'm kind of, I don't know. You know, I'm all right, here we go. Here's the liberal agenda from the Streisand compound. Get your notebooks and your pencils. One, here we go. One, tape record Bush saying next and use it as a punchline.
Next.
Two, stop hating Ken Lay because now he's a prisoner and a victim of the system.
Next.
Three, write letter to the editor complaining that Michael Moore hasn't gotten enough media attention lately. God, I gave him a plug for no reason last night. But I liked the movie, but for some reason it came out of my mouth. Four, call Tiger Beat, suggest win a date with John Edwards contest. Oh.
Next.
Five, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. Dick Cheney could have a stroke next week. And his doctor would be too drugged out to do anything about it.
In the next hour of Morning's Edition, Mark Maron's Dream Diary, journalist and author Jack German, Iraq, Birth of a Nation, and Rapture Watch. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
Make every day bolder. Introducing the new bolder taste of Maxwell House French Roast. You told us you wanted a more full-bodied coffee. We listened. Today we custom roast our beans for a new, bolder flavor. Try the new taste of Maxwell House French Roast. It's a bold new way to make every day good to the last drop. Maxwell House.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. A new CBS poll shows the Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry is ahead of the incumbent George W. Bush by 4 percentage points after announcing North Carolina Senator John Edwards as his running mate. Slight bump in the polls was enough to put President Bush in the attack mode yesterday while visiting Edwards' home state. Bush curtly responded to questions about Edwards' impact on the race, citing his VP's experience compared to that of the one-term senator. Bush also said he's unconcerned about Edwards' ability to attract the Southern vote because he shares more values with those voters than candidate John Kerry from Massachusetts. Kerry, meanwhile, in Ohio yesterday, told an audience that we've got better sense of what's happening to America, and we've got a better vision, and we've got better ideas, and we've got better here, which drew a huge response. This word just coming in, 4 more U.S. soldiers and 1 Iraqi guardsman were killed in Samarra this morning. Latest U.S. casualties bring the number of American losses in Iraq and Afghanistan to well over 1,000. Insurgents fired mortar rounds at an Iraqi National Guard headquarters in the city of Samarra on Thursday, killing 4 U.S. soldiers and 1 Iraqi guardsman. A 5th U.S. soldier was unaccounted for, and 20 people were wounded. This morning's attack destroyed a joint headquarters used by the Iraqi and American troops in that country. Man responsible for running the once-powerful energy corporation Enron, Kenneth Lay, has been indicted. The charges are the result of a 3-year investigation. Lay, a close friend of the first family, President Bush, George W. Bush, and George Sr., has often been called by his nickname, Kenny Boy. Lay has long maintained that he was not aware of any improprieties committed by other employees at the one-time energy giant. Lay is expected to surrender to authorities later today. His indictment has been expected. Former U.S. Senator Alphonse D'Amato of Long Island, New York, has called on President Bush to dump Vice President Dick Cheney from the Republican ticket this year. D'Amato thinks Colin Powell, now the state secretary, would be a better match. D'Amato also felt that Arizona Senator John McCain, a frequent critic of the president within the GOP, would also be a great choice for the vice presidency. D'Amato, in making the recommendation, noted that Vice President Cheney is a decent, honorable, and patriotic American, a man of great intellect, who has served the nation and the president with dedication. But D'Amato thinks electing Powell would galvanize the nation and offer a truly historic opportunity for American unity and pride. President Bush yesterday currently dismissed the freshman Senator John Edwards' credentials to be vice president, while Democratic challenger John Kerry and Edwards swept the battleground states of Florida and Ohio, rallying voters. President Bush is said to be sharpening his attack lines as he continues to campaign for a second term. Bush has been slumping in the polls in recent months. For the next couple of months before the November election, the president is hopeful to turn his fortunes around by discrediting the candidacies of Democrat John Kerry and running mate Edwards. Bush, according to reports, will attack Kerry by...
I'm Lisa Gibbons. Every day, women are faced with extraordinary challenges. I never thought that anything like that would ever happen to me. Join me for What Should You Do? Together, we'll meet real women.
I'm not completely helpless.
Hear their stories of survival. The key here is never give up. And learn from the experts what you can do to protect yourself.
Join Lisa Gibbons for a compelling new edition of What Should You Do? At 10, 9 Central tomorrow, only on Lifetime.
Knowing which way to turn could make the difference.
Mom, can you take me to Supercuts?
Excuse me? Since when do you care what you look like?
Seriously, Mom, I need a haircut.
Is it a girl? Oh, my Lord, you're already into girls. My little boy's growing up. Oh, soon you'll be in college.
Mom, I'm 7.
And then you'll marry this girl, who we haven't even met yet, and be a big corporate executive. Oh, you look so good in a suit.
Are you going to take me to Supercuts, or should I call a cab?
And you'll be bringing the grandkids on the
weekend. Let's face it, your kids are growing up whether you like it or not. That's why Supercuts promises to give them a look you'll both love, usually quicker than it takes to get them to brush their teeth.
Dad, can you take me to Supercuts?
Supercuts? Jeez, where's the time gone? I mean, you were just a little baby, and now you're in school, growing hair.
Supercuts. We know how it is.
With over 1,700 locations, it's never been more convenient to let Supercuts take care of you and your hair. Call 1-800-SUPERCUTS or log on to supercuts.com for a location nearest you. And while you're there, check out the latest episode of The Mop Squad.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most? Your wallet?
Yeah.
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLO-NASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies.
Huh?
Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLO-NASE. Allergy rewards program subject to eligibility.
Randy Rhodes.
Papua New Guinea happens to be one of the poorest countries on the planet. During the Summer Olympics, Papua New Guinea will show up and it'll be this one god. He will have to wear the banner, and he'll have to carry the flag, and he'll have to play an instrument, and he'll have to be the athlete, and he'll have to be the spokesperson, and he'll have to be the ambassador.
Air America's Randy Rhodes.
And so this one guy is overloaded with like the little weapon, and he's got the banner, and he's, oh, he is better armed than Iraq.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Mark Maron, you're listening to Air America Radio at 6 past the hour, and this is Morning Sedition.
It is Thursday. It is all day. Today is Thursday. It is now Thursday morning. I am Mark Maron. There's Mark Riley over there. How's it going?
It's going.
We've got a big show. In the last hour of this show, we have Will Ferrell will be on the phone with us. Adam McKay, the director and writer of Anchorman will be in, yeah, that's what I said, in the next hour. My producer's in my head, like, in the next hour, in the next hour. In the next, I said last hour. You know, if people don't, you know, I think they knew what I was talking about. I think they just know that they're coming on. They're not thinking like, wow, are we going to go back to the last hour? How is that possible? Does Mark Maron capable of moving time? I am. It's really tomorrow.
It's your show, after all.
My show, yeah. My show. So if you don't like me talking about me, all right. You know what that was the sound of an idea that didn't formulate, just dribbling out. If you don't like it, I'm going to, no, yeah, here we go. So this Ken Lay thing, Ken Lay's going down tonight, today is an indictment. The indictment is coming down on Ken Lay, the ex-head of Enron, right? And now on thesmokinggun.com, there's all this interaction, this correspondence between Ken Lay and our president. You know, the president that is saying to the voters of, is it South Carolina? North Carolina
yesterday, yes, sir, yeah.
That, you know, he's got such tremendous values. Well, these are the values, all right? The values are that he aligns himself with people like Ken Lay, people who con people out of millions of dollars.
Allegedly.
No. I'm going to go ahead and say it. No, he did it. I'm going to say he did it. What difference does it make whether I say it? I'm going to. You know, you got to get out of my head, Jonathan. My producer gets into my head because we wear headsets so we can hear ourselves talk because we like to hear ourselves talk.
We certainly do.
No, not really. I'm here to inform the public, but I don't need his voice in my head right now. Here's how Enron screws everybody, all right? Over $60 billion in shareholder wealth was lost, all right? The teacher retirement system of Texas lost $23.3 million.
Next.
The state of Connecticut lost $220 million spent on energy contracts awarded to Enron that may never be fulfilled, clearly now, right? Mm-hmm. The Maryland State Pension Board, $30.1 million. New York City Pension Fund, $110 million. Ohio State Pension Fund, $114 million. Kansas Public Employees Retirement System had about $1.2 million invested in about 82,000 shares of Enron stock. I mean, this is mind-blowing how many regular working people out there in the world living their lives were screwed out of their retirement pensions, out of their, you know, out of their 401k. It's mind-blowing. And this is a president that has the audacity, the nads, to get on a podium anywhere and say that he shares the values of working people. Just a couple of letters from George W. to Ken Lay. Dear Ken, thanks for your note after my recent knee surgery. All went well, and I'm feeling great. I was able to get back to work almost immediately. What would that be? My only regret is that I will be benched from jogging for about a month and will miss Austin's Capital 10K race. There's the priorities of the future president. That was in 97. Here's another one from April 97. Dear Ken, one of the sad things about old friends is that they seem to be getting older, just like you. 55 years old. Wow. That is really old. Thank goodness you have such a young, beautiful wife. Laura and I value our friendship with you. Best wishes. Now, here's the real killer. And this is from a letter from W to Kenley. I agree with you that more should be done to curb the remaining abuses in the system and support your legislative priorities. Class action reform, year 2000, litigation protection and fair liability apportionment. He's saying that he aligns himself with the beliefs of this corporation that should stifle class action lawsuits, the kind that were brought against Enron, you know, for screwing people out of their money.
Just like they try to do in the Senate. And see, again, you know, when you look at Enron, utility workers, mid-level managers, others who invested in Enron stock through their 401ks lost an estimated $1.3 billion. And, of course, when the stock started to tank, Enron changed the rules of its 401k plan to lock in many of their employees, preventing them from getting their money out intact. In other words, when the stock tanked, their 401ks tanked, and there was nothing they could do about it. An employee who was looking forward to an early retirement with $500,000 in their pension suddenly found that that stock was worth less than $5,000.
Unbelievable.
This is the man that George W. Bush, you know, under God, whatever.
Right, he's going to restore dignity. Dignity, yes. Back to the office. Strength and what was it? What did he say?
So help me God.
I not only will put my hand on the Bible and swear to uphold the laws of the land, I will swear to uphold the honor and the dignity of the office to which I have been elected. So help me God. We see your values, George. We know that you don't want to let people sue big corporations for being injured or damaged or ripped off, because we know that all you care about are the feelings of those corporations. You don't want to hurt corporate feelings or make corporations, you know, stressed out or liable. I mean, you don't want that to happen. You know, we would hate to see, you know, WorldCom or Enron crying. It's so sad to see a corporation crying because
you wouldn't
get some money.
You wouldn't want Ken Lay's wife, his beautiful wife, to have her hair turn gray before his very eyes over all this.
God
you?
Forbid. And now we got a ticket with Kerry and Edwards looking strong, looking good, and you're taking shots at John Kerry. That's hilarious.
Well,
hilarious.
That's nuts. But now,
what?
When we talk about why George W. Bush has been carrying water for Ken Lay, let's look at some numbers here.
All right.
Ken Lay and Enron employees contributed more than $602,000 to Bush's various campaigns throughout his career. They also contributed more than $1.1 million in soft money during the 2000 election cycle. Now, that was to all candidates.
Let me understand something. Are you saying W was Enron's bitch? I think so a little bit.
Well, you might want to put it that way. Two-thirds of that $1.1 million in soft money went to Republicans. Now, here's the capper.
Okay.
We've got some tape. We've got tape of a couple of Enron workers. These are unidentified employees yucking it up while California consumers paid through the nose for power during 2000 and 2001. Let's go to those employees.
And taking all the money back from you guys? All the money you guys stole from those poor grandmothers of California?
Yeah, Grandma Millie, man.
Yes, now she wants her f***ing money back for the power you charged right up, jammed right up her ass, f***ing $250 a megawatt hour.
Laughing, hilarious.
Hilarious.
Isn't it hilarious how old people won't have any money? Isn't that hilarious how, like, all the work they put in and all that money that was vested in their future retirement so they could relax? That's hilarious. Those guys they've got such a great sense of humor. How funny is that? And those are those beautiful corporate values that this president so cares about so deeply.
Well, it's bad timing for Bush, what with Iraq, what with the stagnant economy, as we just talked about with our last guest, and polling that shows John Kerry got a bounce from John Edwards' pick. We're going to talk more about that a little bit later on with acclaimed journalist and author Jack German. Actually, we're going to be talking with him later.
Looking forward to talk to him. He's like a veteran. He's like the dude. He's seen it all, done it all.
Yep.
He's got a new book coming out, and he's like the political he's the reporter.
Yeah, yeah. He's been covering campaigns for years and years, longer than me, as a matter of fact.
This campaign's getting good, man. Because Kerry looks all juiced up. You know, he's got Edwards now. He feels comfortable. It's like they're like newlyweds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now he can relax, maybe eat a little more. You know, doesn't have to look as good as he used to. You can let it go a little bit. Get loose.
You ever think about being a comedy consultant to John Kerry?
No, there are guys that write jokes for them, but I think mine would be a little too dark.
Too edgy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we'll be back with Jack Remond after this. Stay tuned on Air America Radio.
Intelligent people live everywhere. People like you and me, interested in art, film, politics, and culture. So why doesn't Hollywood think so?
Hi, I'm Larry Meistrich, founder of Film Movement and producer of films such as Sling Blade and You Can Count on Me. More importantly, I'm a busy father of three who lives in the suburbs. Most quality independent and foreign films don't open in a theater near you, especially if you live outside of New York or Los Angeles. Should you be culturally punished for having a backyard? I create a Film Movement for anyone who wants to see films other than the blockbusters playing at your local multiplex. Each month, subscribers to Film Movement receive a new film to own on DVD by signing up at filmmovement.com. It's like getting the best of Cannes and Sundance delivered to your door each month. Subscribe through filmmovement.com and receive one of my favorite films, OTR Town, for free. OTR Town is a documentary about the power of education in America. It's a film that deserves to be seen by everyone. Choose to see films that matter. Subscribe to Film Movement today at filmmovement.com and help support Air America.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt, where now we're down to just our mortgage.
Just imagine the financial freedom of being debt-free.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now, and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. Call 1-800-300-4662. Stop renting your lifestyle and start owning your life. 1-800-300-4662. That's 1-800-300-4662.
When I started this company, our mission was to be the most useful and most ethical provider in the financial services business.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
When you're dealing with people's money, when you're dealing with their financial dreams, you've got to hold it with the greatest of care.
With industry-leading equity research, trusted investment professionals, and personalized advice, Charles Schwab offers investors a better choice when it comes to low-cost investing.
It's about service, it's about best value, it's about ethics. It's all those things. That's what we're about every day.
Join the more than 3 million investors at Charles Schwab and enjoy lower trading costs plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local Schwab branch today.
Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Mark Maron here with Mark Riley, Morning Sedition, Air America Radio. Jack Germond will be with us on the phone momentarily, but now, it's today, Thursday, I go to my therapist today. Bring this dream diary in. This is the last one of the week from last night. Here's my dream. I am Sheriff Buford T. Maron, and I am the law. I got the Smokey Bear hat. I got mirrored aviator shades, plug at the back in my right cheek, 50 pounds hanging over my belt, not doing nothing. And the sweat sticks to my back even when I sleep. And man alive, do I hate crooks. So you can imagine my reaction when my deputy told me that Ken Lay was on the loose. Ken Lay, huh? Well, what do you know about that? Old Kenny boy's in a heap of trouble now for sure. Bring out the dogs, Vester. Vester unlocks the kennel and out come five of the most beautiful hound dogs you ever saw. They smell one of Kenny Boy's $300 shirts and they start barking and drooling. Nothing like the smell of fresh crook to a dog. I spit and I say, go get them, boys. So we lead the dogs into the woods, through the swamps, and across the cotton fields. Finally, we come to an outhouse with a moon on the door. Got him. I yell, come out, Kenny boy. There ain't nothing for you to steal in there, no how. I kick the door open. And there's Ken Lay with his britches down around his ankles, wads of $50 bills in each hand. I cock my shotgun. I point it at his head. Regular folk use toilet paper, but I guess that ain't good enough for you, is it, boy? Lay sweating like a stuck hog and says, here, take it. I can't get you more. I can get you more. I laugh and I spit. All the money in the world ain't gonna help you now, son. Climb off of that throne, Napoleon. And we drudge back to the jail, across cotton fields, through the swamps, through the woods. Scratched up and dirty, I lock Kenny Boy in a sweat box. Hey, if you need anything, just call the concierge. I say, feeling pretty good. Just then the phone rings. It's W. He says, I got to let Kenny Boy go. Got to show faith in the economy or Wall Street will collapse. I hang up the phone and spit. What we have here is a failure to communicate. I wake up and the bed is filled with fried okra. All right. Now it's time. Well-known columnist Jack Germond has been covering politics for 40 years. He's written a book called Fat Man Fed Up, How America Politics Went Bad, and he joins us on the phone from New York City. How are you, Jack?
I'm fine.
It's nice to talk to you. So what do you think of Kerry's choice in picking Edwards as vice president?
I think it was sort of, I think it was a good choice in the sense that, what Edwards showed as a primary candidate was that he could run a totally positive campaign, which the voters liked.
Right.
And not only that, he could make it clear to them that he was doing that.
Yes.
Which was even more important. And I think he was a very effective campaigner.
And he seems like an authentic guy, doesn't he?
I think he is.
Well, that's good. And how do you think the Kerry campaign's going so far? Is the media treating him fairly?
I think so. I think there's probably too much emphasis on these questions about whether Kerry has enough charisma and so forth, or whether he's too dull. You know, we're not auditioning a dance and song and dance man here. We're supposed to be fighting a president. So
right, and it's pretty clear that he's got the goods to handle the office. That's for sure.
Oh, you know, compared to what, you know?
Yeah.
Jack Germond, there's been a lot of back and forth within the Democratic Party about how the Kerry Edwards ticket, for example, should approach Iraq. If you were advising them, what would you tell them to do?
I think what they're doing right now, what Kerry is doing right now, is just right. He's saying you can't just unilaterally pull everybody out of there suddenly, because a lot of people get killed, including a lot of our people, if you try to do that. But you have to find a way to get them out as quickly as you can. In an orderly way. I mean, you're confronted with a situation that isn't something you can run away from.
So now, in leading up to the election, it seems that Kerry and Edwards, now that they're teamed up, the ticket is complete, they seem to have a symbiotic relationship, they've got a lot of good energy. Now, how do they kick into action? What's the strategy? What should it be, you know, coming up to November overall?
I think that Kerry should learn a lesson from what Edwards did in the primaries, and run a very positive campaign.
Mm-hmm.
The White House is going to be slash and burn, you know. And I think you can't leave things unanswered, but you got to make a point of the fact that you're running a positive campaign.
Right.
And it'd be nice if he could find a little way to reject some of that stuff with humor.
Yeah.
The making fun of some of those things would work. I'm not sure that Kerry's got that, you know, is that relaxed, but he showed it. He had a very serious Senate race once in 96. Bill Weld, the governor of Massachusetts, a very charming guy, very popular guy, ran against him. And what Kerry showed in that campaign was he could learn and improve and as he went along. And I think that's possible this time.
Mm-hmm. Jack Germond, you've been covering politics for four decades. I wonder what you think the point now is with the both Democratic and Republican conventions. I mean, are they really necessary? Do the American people really need to hear what it seems to me to be about 6 days or 7 days worth of infomercials?
Well, let me put it this way. I think, you know, the party should have their conventions every 4 years, just like, you know, the doctors and the lawyers and everybody else. There's nothing wrong with having a convention. It is very valuable for them in a way. You know, they get to know if you're a Democrat from Oregon and a Democrat from Mississippi, you have a lot of different things on your mind. And it's good to know what the common links are. Also, the conventions have a purpose in that they illustrate for the country at large the differences between the two parties. The Republican convention is much wider. The Democratic convention is much more diverse. Their interests are different. But having said that, they don't need all this attention. I mean, it's partly the press's fault. We follow all of them. We send all these people to cover them.
Mm-hmm. How did the press fail in 2000? I mean, I mean, it seems that, you know, for this guy to get in, for Bush to get in, and also for the way they kind of have not been able to really, you know, pin him as much for years. I mean, how did they drop the ball on that?
Well, the problem was nobody was ever the press is incapable of being truly candid, I think.
Yes.
You know, the consensus in the press in the 2000 campaign was that George Bush was too dumb.
Right.
To be president. Nobody ever said that. to us. And then we let him off the hook. You know, he had that one debate. When he finally went to a debate, two things happened. One was that Bush didn't rule, which he gave a lot of credit for.
Yeah.
The other thing is that, Gore did that sighing number and just showed himself to be a very unattractive personality in that event. It really wasn't the true Al Gore, but it seemed to be.
Right.
I think we gave him, in retrospect, I think we were too hard on him.
Mm-hmm. Our guest is acclaimed columnist Jack Germond. You've written a book called Fat Man Fed Up, How American Politics Went Bad. I guess my question would be, when did American politics go bad?
Well, it's been a gradual thing, obviously. And it, I began to be, it's become trivialized and mechanistic and campaigns and so forth, and I began to be very conscious of it, going back to, say, the 88 campaign. It just accelerated at a very rapid pace. And the 2000 campaign was so bad, I was covering that campaign, I was still writing a column all the time. And I was embarrassed to be covering it, I really was. I mean, this was no way, I was spending my time either parsing the rhetoric of one candidate or trying to define the persona of the other every time he changed his shirt. You know, it was a ridiculous thing to be doing.
Now, you've seen it all. Does this administration scare you more than others?
This is the worst I've ever seen, I mean, by far.
In 40 years of reporting?
In 50 years of reporting, 40 years of politics.
Wow.
It retires the cup. It's scary.
Yeah, so just in terms of secrecy and what else? What is it? Characterize this administration.
Arrogance. The arrogance of this administration. I mean, the way we've treated our allies is just so mind-boggling. And the whole attack on Iraq, there was no justification for that attack on Iraq.
Yeah.
And the fact that we got rid of Saddam Hussein, okay, that's a good thing, but so what? Is it worth all those lives? Would you like to have your kid, paraphrase John Kerry's question 30 years ago, would you like to have your son? My daughter will be the last one killed in Iraq. I don't think so.
Final real quick question, Jack Germond. Ken Lay, former Enron chairman, has surrendered to the FBI. He's facing charges. Do you think it'll stick to George W. Bush?
Not much, no. No, Americans are pretty fair about that.
Interesting.
You don't think that his relationship with Ken Lay is going to make an impact on the country?
The people who think it's important for them already are against Bush.
That's a good point. Well, thanks for joining us, Jack. Jack Germond, it was really a pleasure talking to you. The book is Fat Man Fed Up, How American Politics Went Bad. And good luck with everything. It's great talking to you. Thanks for the information.
Take care.
Okay, bye. Wow. He's like a veteran of reporting. It's interesting to talk to him. The worst administration ever in
the
40
worst.
Years of political reporting. 40 years of political reporting. That's after seeing the Nixon. A lot of people have said it's worse than Nixon, but he goes all the way back. Reagan.
He's been through all of them. He's covered all of them, and this is the worst.
Because
and
arrogance.
We would say same thing, because that really is what this is all about. We're going to be taking your phone calls at 866-303-AAR0, 866-303-2270. Coming up, Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Rapture Watch, and much, much more here on Air America Radio.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call 800-264-0071. That's 800-264-0071 for new customers only. Annual programming commitment required. Ask how you can get your first 6 months for only $29.99 a month, a $60 value. Offer ends July 17th. Call now, 800-264-0071.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Lawmakers who say portions of the Patriot Act went too far are taking aim at its provision that made it easier for investigators to learn what people are reading despite a veto threat from the White House. Reverend Jesse Jackson this morning is responding to a suggestion by former U.S. Republican Senator Alphonse D'Amato to Bush to dump Cheney and put Colin Powell in his place. Jackson said Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, Powell, and Rice must go. They are the problem. Four more U.S. soldiers will be returning to the States in body bags following a powerful mortar attack in Samarra this morning. Another soldier is said to be missing. Former Enron chief Kenneth Kenny Boy Lay has surrendered to FBI officials in Houston to face charges stemming from the collapse of the one-time energy giant. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
Get more for free during PetSmart Bonus Days. For a limited time, you'll get more for free in specially marked packages of pet food, cat litter, treats, and more. Get 10% more free in select bags of your favorite dry dog food, including Science Diet, Neutro Natural Choice, Pro Plan, and Pedigree. Also get 10% more free in select size bags of Science Diet cat food. Look for lots of great free bonus offers throughout the store. Don't miss Bonus Days for a limited time, only at PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hello from Athens, Greece, folks. Now, if you're a big sports fan like me, this is the place to be. They've got them all. Take fencing. My sword of choice is always the foil over the saber and épée. You've got to see it. That's why Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels have created the Wake Up a Winner sweepstakes. You could win a trip to the big events in Athens. To enter, visit choicehotels.com, or every time you stay at a Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels this summer, you'll get a game piece with a chance to win hundreds of prizes and discounts off your next stay. Wake Up a Winner. To book, call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com. Well, I'm off to rhythmic gymnastics, where it always comes down to who nails the tightest ribbon snake. Choice Hotel. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion runs June 7th through August 29th, 2004. For official rules on how to enter without purchase, visit choicehotels.com.
Hi, this is Al Franken. You know, in France, the government requires that every worker takes 5 weeks of paid vacation. Conservatives say that America will never be as good as France, and we liberals think we can do even better. Until Monday, July 12, my staff and I will be sipping Bordeaux and sunning ourselves along the Hudson River here in New York. We'll be running some of the greatest O'Franken factors from the past, because the one thing that never takes a break here at Air America is quality.
Yeah, Thursday morning. That's all right. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Morning Sedition, Air America Radio. We're taking your calls, 866-303-2270. We've got some calls coming in. Former Enron chairman Kenneth Lay has surrendered to FBI officials in Houston. I like the way that sounds. It's like there was a shootout. Yeah, little Ken Lay was like coming out with a little white flag out of the smoking building all shot up with machine guns and this and that, but no, it's not the case. He probably just, you know, slouched out in his sad suit.
You don't have to put those cuffs on, do you?
Yeah. Yes, we do. It's all part of the ritual. Play along. Right. Glenn in Long Island, listening to WLIB. What's up, my friend?
Good morning.
How are you?
All right. You know, you're talking about attaching the Ken Lay to Bush and getting a little bounce out of that. You haven't brought up yet that Bush uses the same playbook from his pal Ken Lay, and in fact, he was investigated by the SEC for insider trading when he dumped all his stock out of Harkin Energy.
Right, he was on the board of Harkin, and like, you know, weeks before or days before, he dumped like a lot, like it was a lot of money, like $850,000 or something.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Now, you know, he sold all this money out, and the SEC investigates him. Bush's line is that he's been cleared of all the charges. But this was under his father's administration, and the SEC simply said they're not pursuing it at this time.
Oh, dude, thanks for your call, Glenn. There's a long list of that. I mean, this is the kind of guy that George Bush is. You know, call us at 866-303-2270. I mean, this is the kind of guy, when he was governor, never missed an opportunity to kill somebody on death row, laughed and mocked Carla Faye Tucker. You know, when she was on the Larry King show. I mean, he was involved with Harkin, as that guy said. And also, you know, this is a guy that didn't do his National Guard duty, his Air National Guard duty. He went AWOL. This is a guy who's been...
Allegedly.
Yeah, all right. You're the journalist. I'm the irreverent guy.
Yes, I understand.
I'd say he's guilty of all of it. All of it.
What about Ken Lee? Have you convicted him yet?
Of course he's guilty.
Okay.
This is the court of me.
Now, he says he's done no wrongdoing, you know.
And don't forget that George Bush has an arrest record for disorderly conduct in 1966. So, you know, there's insinuations, accusations, speculation that he might have had a little problem and might have done a little time and done a little community service for, well, I got the drips. Yeah, anyways, you know,
put my hand on the Bible and swear to uphold the laws of the land, I will swear to uphold the honor and dignity of the office to which I have been elected. So help me God.
Next.
Mike, upstate New York. You're listening to WLAB?
How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good morning. I have a quick observation about what you said about arrogance.
Yes.
It's not really arrogance. It stems from that old Greek word, hubris.
Hubris.
It's that overweening pride. And George Bush reminds me in a lot of ways of real diehard evangelical Christians. They don't believe they're right. They know they're right.
Yeah, that's right. He does have that look of commitment and conviction in his eyes that is founded in very little.
And nobody's bothered to explain to people that there's a real fine line between the courage of your convictions and pig-headedness.
Yeah, and absolutely.
And he's just pig-headed.
Yeah, I think the fine line has something to do with humility, with genuine humility.
Absolutely. You know what? Let's play a little tape of George W. Bush talking about his values. You know, he went to North Carolina, John Edwards' home state, on Wednesday, and he was talking about the values that he shared with his audience. Here's our commander-in-chief.
I'm going to carry the South because the people understand that we share values.
Yeah.
That they understand. They know me well.
Okay, and?
And I believe that...
All right.
I did well in the South last time. I'm going to do well in the South this time.
Well, who are you trying to convince?
Because the senator from Massachusetts doesn't share their values.
Uh-huh. He's trying to convince himself. That's how he sounds every time he talks. It's like, they do.
You know what? I'm beginning to wonder if it's not performances like this and some of the other things that are going on that are leading former New York Senator Al D'Amato, the guy they used to call the Fonz when he was serving in the United States Senate. He's called on either Colin Powell or John McCain to be George W. Bush's running mate.
What would that do? I mean, there's a lot of speculation. Maybe it's true.
D'Amato thinks he can win the election doing this.
I don't know, man. You know what I do know? He's not going to win. I'm going to keep saying that. I'm going to say that George Bush is not going to win this election, just like Dick Cheney says that Al-Qaeda and Iraq were connected. If I repeat it enough, maybe it'll get out there into the world and hypnotize those people who might vote for them or might be on the fence to vote correctly for John Kerry. Come back to Air America. We'll take your calls. Stay on the line. 866-303-2270. Talk to you in a minute.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-603-WORD. That's 603-WORD.
1-800-603-WORD.
If you want to do more with your home improvement project and with your budget, you can. The Home Depot can show you how. If you want to know more and know you're getting the lowest price every day, you can. Others try to get by on just a promise, but the Home Depot comes through time after time. It's how we were built, with a solid history and pure passion for bringing you the lowest possible prices on everything from washers and bolts to washers and dryers. When you buy as much as we do, you can afford to sell for less. That's the power of buying power. Simple stuff, just like our 10% price guarantee. If you ever find a lower price somewhere else, the Home Depot will beat it by 10%. Plus, if you want to get special finance offers that let you buy now and pay later, you can. Just ask an associate for details. If you want to pull it all together and know you're making your dollars and your dreams go farther, you can. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Good afternoon, sir. Is this your first visit to the Museum of Television and Radio?
Unfortunately not. I breezed through here last Thursday, and frankly, I was baffled.
How so?
Well, it's like no museum I've ever been to. None of the great masters are represented.
Well, I can't agree with you there, sir. Hitchcock, Gleason, Cosby, Lucy, Cronkite.
But the whole atmosphere, complete lack of stuffiness. Just ordinary people sitting at private monitors watching television and listening to radio programs.
Yeah, we have over 100,000 programs going back to the early days of broadcasting right up to the present.
But they were enjoying themselves, some laughing out loud. Some weeping out loud.
Having a good time.
Precisely. It's a museum. Where are your velvet ropes, your stifled yawns?
It's not that kind of museum.
I should say not.
I'm sorry you didn't have fun.
I did, but I don't go to a museum to have fun.
Where do you go?
Well, from now on, I'm coming here, but that's not the point. You really ought to work on your stuffiness, you know.
You think so?
Yes, you should have thrown me out 5 minutes ago.
The Museum of Television and Radio, with locations in New York and Los Angeles. For more information in New York, call 212-621-6600 or visit us on the web at www.mtr.org.
Here we go. It's Thursday. Good morning. I'm Mark Maron. This is Mark Riley with me.
Hey.
It's Morning Sedition on Air America. Call us at 866-303-2270. Hang on if you're on the phone. Right now it's time to do a little bit. Since the handover power, we're exploring various issues and opportunities the Iraqis and Americans will face. This is Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Day 11. I need to make a confession now. Our armed forces are overextended, and we just don't have enough boots on the ground to keep the peace here. All right. You remember when we handed over power? That means you, Iraqis, have to step in and take care of security now. And that doesn't mean slaughtering Kurds or draining out the marsh Arabs or shooting at us. That's funny. Very funny, little guy. Okay. I know Saddam used to take care of all this for you. And now you think we're going to take care of this for you. No. We're not, because we can't. We're tired, broke, some of us are dead, and we've pretty much given up on winning your hearts and minds. And don't think we're going to have a draft just to get more bodies over here. Politically, that's even less popular than, well, invading your country. I'm sorry, liberating. Liberate. All right! Americans are good at starting things. At finishing things, well, talk to the Vietnamese about how that works. All right, okay. All right, well, look, good luck. And God bless. This is day 11 in Iraq. Birth of a Nation. Live free or die. 866-303-2270. Was there a little crumbling at the end of that? I never even heard that before. Look, I made a mistake. Okay, when Bush laughed and mocked a death row inmate, this is from an article written. And it's quoting Bush as saying, I watched Larry King's interview with Carla Faye Tucker, though. He asked her real difficult questions, like, what would you say to Governor Bush? Bush then asked what her answer was. Please, Bush whimpers, his lips pursed in mock desperation. Don't kill me. That's from Talk Magazine interview with Tucker Carlson. You know, Tucker Carlson. Who cares, Tucker Carlson? That guy, that's his big... That's what he had to Tucker Carlson in his little bow tie. Who cares? I hate that guy.
Did he steal the show name of our successors here?
It's unclear what the chicken and the egg situation is on that one. So we've got the Rich in Westchester. How are you, Rich?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man, good.
First of all, thank God, and yes, I said God on the air. Thank God Air America Radio's on. I used to listen to the lower end of the dial just to know why I never voted that way.
Yeah.
and I would be confirmed on a daily basis why I, you know, don't vote Republican.
Right.
But thank God you guys are offering the other side now, and I've been listening for, you know, as long as I can remember over the last year. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, first of all, the Senator D'Amato comment.
Yes.
You know, we're going, if you go back to, you know, the election back in 2000.
Right.
More people than not
wanted
someone else. We already know that. That's a given. And every time you bring that up to a Republican or any independent that's, because I'm really an independent, but any independent that supports Bush, you know, they say, oh, come on, you know how it works. That's crap. You know, you're wrong.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is more people did not want Bush.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. You know, he lost the popular election, without a doubt.
Exactly. And as I see it, what this administration has done over the past 4 years with education, well, not with education, I should say, with the war, with the blatant arrogance, I cannot see any of the people who wanted Gore back in that election saying, oh, you know what? I really do like Bush now.
No, you absolutely
right. I really should. You know, there's,
that's
I,
a good point.
See,
that's a good point, Rich.
Anyway. Now, the other thing, and that brings me up to the D'Amato thing.
Do you want, your own show here, Rich? What else? Go ahead.
You're getting along with it, but, you know, for somebody in their own party now to be saying, and I mean, it's just D'Amato, I mean, whatever, you know, but for somebody in their own party to be saying, you know, maybe we should change the ticket.
Right, they've been talking about that for a while. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, no, it's interesting that D'Amato, the former Republican senator, a guy who, you know, is pretty much still a Republican insider on some levels, is saying, look, you need to ditch Cheney. You need to either get McCain or Powell. Now, D'Amato, and I think he's wrong about this, is guaranteeing that this would win Bush the election. I think he's full of crap.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, who would he bring in? He's not going to bring in Giuliani. It's not going to happen because he would alienate his sort of more very extreme, you know, conservative base. Because, I mean, Giuliani's actually too liberal for some of the people that Bush
D'Amato
panders to.
Wouldn't recommend Giuliani for dog catcher. All right? Remember that it was Giuliani who went against D'Amato's handpicked guy for governor of New York, who's still governor of New York, George Pataki.
Right. So who else would do it? Powell's not going to do it. He wouldn't even do it. Even
no,
if he asked him. McCain? No, there's no way a McCain-Bush ticket would beat Kerry and Edwards. There's just no way.
I don't think McCain could actually pretend like he was Bush's friend from now until November to pull it off.
No way. Here's Rossi. Remember Rossi? Haven't talked to him in a while. How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
Good morning with the M&M team.
Yay!
Air America the greatest.
Thank you.
Next up, Sean Hennessy and Rush Limbaugh.
Hennessy and Limbaugh.
But listen, gentlemen.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
The writer who wrote about political analysis
Jack
of the Germans. Past 40 years.
Yes.
Well, the deterioration of our government since 2000 is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
We do not have three branches of government anymore.
Nope.
And that was shown in the political decision of our five most brilliant Chief Justice Rehnquist and his four comrades that followed in his suit.
Yes.
How could they possibly render a decision of stopping the vote in Florida?
I don't know.
The Constitution says that it's not allowed.
What is it all about?
It's supposed to be rectified.
Yes.
And the Congress never rectified.
You're right.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And that means, of course, Rossi, that it could happen again.
Yes. And if the American people have the most powerful weapon in the world, and that's their vote, and they better get on to Kerry and
Edwards.
John
Edwards.
Edwards.
Yes.
They better get on that.
Whoever he is.
Or else we're going to be a dictatorship.
I'm going to go vote right now, Rossi. I'm leaving right now. I don't even know if they're open, but thank you for urging me on.
Vote. I like Rossi, though. Rossi's cool.
He's great. Vote because Rossi says so. We're going to have, maybe we should have him on to do some promos.
Yeah, right.
Mike in New Jersey, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are
hey.
You?
This political season is confusing me a little bit.
Put really?
Yesterday in North Carolina, when he was asked to compare Edwards' experience with Cheney's, and he said Cheney could be president.
Here, let me quote
this. I thought he was the president.
Exactly. Exactly. Here's what he said.
Next.
Yeah. That's what Kerry said. Kerry said that he made an insinuation. Do we have to? I don't know if we have tape on that. I have to find the quote.
I have a slogan for Ken Lay.
Okay.
Bet you can't cheat just once.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Thanks a lot. Kerry alluded to the fact in response to to Bush's statement that Cheney has been running the country. Everyone's been saying that for years.
For years, yeah.
Just the arrogance of Bush to even, sometimes I look at him and just the idea that he, assumes that he's in control, bothers me.
He assumes he's in control because, A, everyone tells him he is, and, B, he has set up a superstructure in the White House that does a virtual record low press conference, a number of press conferences. He doesn't talk to the press. He doesn't really talk to the American people that often. He tries to make sure that any documents that would make him look or he or any of his people look bad never see the light of day. He believes, certainly in terms of the treatment of detainees at Guantanamo Bay, that he has an imperial right that even his own good friends on the Supreme Court said he didn't have.
Hubris. Hubris.
That's it.
Great word. Hubris. And now we're starting to see his Achilles heel. All this secrecy and all this dispersal of blame, it's all going to come falling down on little Georgie.
You think he's going to say, Ken who, later on today?
Yeah, no, we've got letters to prove otherwise. Are we going to continue with some people on the phone? Is that the deal? Sorry, we got a few calls there. 866-303-2270. Why am I asking the air that? It's my choice. It's my show. Yeah, we'll take your calls in a minute. Air America Radio.
Planet Check. Michael Fonte from Spearhead talks about the new benefit CD for the nonprofit environmental law firm, Earth Justice.
I'm always involved in Earth Justice as an idea, no matter where I go.
Fonte, along with artists Nora Jones, Los Lobos, Willie Nelson, and Bonnie Raitt, donated their music in support of life's absolute necessities, clean air and water.
Music today is not speaking to really what's happening on the streets. It's really important that artists come together, work on projects together, and put out unified voices about what's happening today in our planet.
In the United States alone, more than 70,000 people die per year from air pollution.
Strong talking now, it's dying. Strong singing by.
Music makes a difference. Give it a spin at wherewelive.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
What happened to you? You look different.
I had the Diamond Vision Miracle.
The Diamond Vision Miracle? What's that?
Now I can see 20/20 without glasses or contact lenses.
I bet that's a relief.
A relief? It's a huge life change. It's a miracle.
It's time for you to be free of glasses and contact lenses through the miracle of bladeless LASIK from Diamond Vision. Diamond Vision is the number one LASIK practice in the tri-state area with 6 convenient locations. And with customized bladeless LASIK, you can have sharper day and night vision than ever before. In fact, Diamond Vision has performed more custom view bladeless procedures than any other practice in the tri-state area, and they were the first center to teach this state-of-the-art technology. Don't wait to see all that you can see. Schedule your free consultation online at diamondvision.org or call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020. Also, take advantage of their exclusive 24-month free financing. Call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020.
What was that miracle again?
The Diamond Vision Miracle.
Call 1-800-984-2020.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most? Your wallet?
Yeah.
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLONASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies.
Huh?
Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLONASE. Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility.
Four past the hour. Good morning. I'm Mark Maron. This is Mark Riley with me.
Good morning.
Morning's edition. Look, we just got a call from Adam McKay, the director and writer of Anchorman, who was supposed to be in the studio next hour, calling in saying he has the flu. Now, look, I knew Will Ferrell was going to be on the phone, but this guy, who I think I've met before, he says he's got the flu. Then why doesn't he just sleep it off then? Why don't you just tell him to continue sleeping? I know he doesn't have the flu. I was on Conan O'Brien last night with Christina Applegate, and she said they were going out drinking last night. The guy's wussing out. He's too hungover to come into the studio. That's all it is. I'm a comic. I'm a professional. If I'd been up for 3 days, I'd go in and do my radio show. That's cool. That's cool. Take care of yourself. Maybe you should get some tea or something.
Oh, you have been up for 3 days? Is that what you...
Not now, but I mean, it's like even if I'd been up for 3 days partying back in the day... I would go in and do my show.
Yes.
But this guy apparently thinks, well, we don't really need Air America anyways to sell our movie. All right. That's all right. He's going to call us, and I hope he's okay. I hope he's probably sleeping now. He's hit snooze a few times. Or maybe he hasn't slept yet. It's time for Rapture Watch. Morning Sedition's eye on all things apocalypse. As we all know, our Christian fundamentalist-friendly government would like nothing more than to get Christ back down here pronto, no matter how many sinners, read non-Christians, have to die. It's happening. The end is near. The United Nations has warned that North Africa will soon be overrun by what? A plague of locusts. God must be pissed. This one's straight out of Revelation chapter 9, and I paraphrase... Quote, the fifth angel sounded his trumpet and opened the abyss. Smoke rose from it like a gigantic furnace, and out of the smoke, swarms of locusts came. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. Well, that's just more great news for the people of Sudan. Man, God likes to pile it on, doesn't he? At least it will be a distraction from all the genocide. How can the Arab militiamen allied with your government systematically murder you if they're too busy shaking grasshoppers out of their salwar kameezes? So at least regionally, we've got plague, death, famine, and now, finally, pestilence. Man, I bet Jesus is already here. Call us, Jesus. You can be on our show. Call us now, because Adam McKay apparently is too sick to come in. 866-303-2270. I definitely take Jesus over Adam McKay. The end is here. Take me. Unbelievable. I didn't finish reading this. Oh, and a side note. Yeah. Yesterday there was an earthquake in Israel. Not huge, no. but not nothing either, all right? Makes you think, all right? This has been Rapture Watch on Morning Sedition. All right, what do we got? Sean, how are you, Sean?
What's up?
Sean?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey. How you doing?
Well, the only way that I see of any change occurring in this country for the good is to get both the parasite parties out of office, because these are not two, and that's the one thing that I got to disagree with you guys on, because the Democrats are no better than the Republicans.
That's not true in a couple ways.
These are both one party that poses are two.
I understand what you're saying, Sean, and I think maybe in a utopian future that your vision could come true, but I think in this particular election year that is absolutely essential to get this administration out of power, because there are a couple of things that do differentiate the Democrats from the Republicans. One of them is pandering to religious fanatics and trying to bring on the rapture. That in and of itself is enough for me to just vote in the Democrats no matter what. And I understand the argument there that, you know, maybe we need to restructure the political system a little bit, and that I know that, you know, you're going to vote for Nader, but that I think it's a mistake this time around.
Let me tell you something. I think Nader should run, but I don't think there's any way in the world that he is going to be able to accomplish a great deal, that's for sure. In the next hour of Morning Sedition, the Presidential Palm Pilot Recovery Corner, and much, much more. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
Hey guys, don't let the weather get the best of you. Fight back and protect the value of your home with Duration Exterior Coating from your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Unlike other exterior paints, Duration protects in one coat, and it's guaranteed for as long as you own your home. And now, buy 4 or more gallons of Duration Exterior Coating and get 50% off your choice of any Werner ladder. And make the job easier with our new line of paint sprayers and pressure washers, too. Ask how. Ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
Hey, it's summer. summertime, all right, and all that summer sun and heat you're taking in right now can really dry out your lips. So here's a little tip to help keep lips moisturized and protected. ChapStick Lip Moisturizer. That's right. ChapStick Lip Moisturizer's got SPF 15 and 10 moisturizers, like aloe and vitamin E, to moisturize summer dried lips and help keep them feeling great. Because summertime is ChapStick time, too. Use as directed.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. It has happened, it was expected, and some 20,000 pensioners, in addition to close to 5,000 people who lost their jobs, are awaiting the outcome of a federal indictment against the former chairman of the one-time energy giant Enron. Kenneth Lay, often referred to as Kenny Boy by members of the first family of George W. Bush, surrendered to FBI officials this morning in Houston. The indictment was expected, so his surrender was no surprise. Lay maintains that he is not guilty of any improprieties. Lay contends that he was unaware of what was happening around him. Former federal prosecutor Christopher Baybell says don't expect justice to be swift in the case of Kenneth Lay.
Because of the complexity of the underlying evidence, there is a fair chance that this trial will not commence until 2006, possibly at the end of 2005.
Former federal prosecutor Christopher Baybell, the collapse of Enron was stunning. It gutted the lifetime savings of 20,000 pensioners and costing some 5,000 employees their jobs. Lay, upon his surrender this morning in Houston, told a throng of reporters, "Nice of you to show up this morning." Reverend Jesse Jackson, a former Democratic presidential candidate this morning, has responded to a suggestion by former U.S. Republican Senator Alphonse D'Amato of New York to President Bush to dump Dick Cheney from the GOP ticket. D'Amato, while heaping great praise on Cheney, thinks the vice president is a liability and that Colin Powell in particular would be a better candidate. D'Amato, without mentioning Powell's race, said the match would be historic. Jesse Jackson this morning said Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, Rice, and Powell must go. Jackson says they are the problem. Insurgents fired mortar rounds at an Iraqi National Guard headquarters in the city of Samarra on Thursday today, killing four U.S. soldiers and one Iraqi guardsman. Fifth U.S. soldier was unaccounted for, and 20 people were wounded. 10:30 attack this morning destroyed a joint headquarters used by the Iraqi and American troops. Samarra, 60 miles north of Baghdad, is located in the so-called Sunni Triangle, a hotbed of anti-coalition resistance. City has been racked by violence throughout the day. In other news making headlines, did the United States have the proper authority to take some materials out of Iraq last month? There's a dispute over that question. United Nations nuclear officials apparently disagree with America's claims that it had the authority to transfer highly radioactive material from Iraq. Officials believe that nearly 2 tons of uranium and other radioactive material could be used in bombs to spread radiation. The material had been placed under seal by the United Nations Nuclear Agency at a Baghdad area nuclear complex. U.S. revealed recently that the material has been airlifted to an Energy Department lab for more analysis. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
Attention, students, graduates, and parents. You could cut your student loan payments in half with the federal low interest rate programs available from College Loan Corporation. Thousands have already done it, and now you too can cut your federal student loan payments up to 50% or more. Call 1-800-CLC-1979 anytime, 24/7. College Loan Corporation will help you refinance your college loans and lock in federal interest rates as low as 2.63%, the lowest rates in nearly 40 years. If you are not taking advantage of this program, you could be paying twice as much as everyone else. It's easy to apply. There is no credit check, no hoops to jump through, and in just minutes, you'll be on your way to locking in the lowest rates in decades. Let us make this a reality for you today. Call 1-800-CLC-1979. It's the smartest call you can make. Call College Loan Corporation today at 1-800-CLC-1979. That's 1-800-CLC-1979.
Get more for free during PetSmart Bonus Days. For a limited time, you'll get more for free in specially marked packages of pet food, cat litter, treats, and more. Get 10% more free in select bags of your favorite dry dog food, including Science Diet, Neutro Natural Choice, Pro Plan, and Pedigree. Also get 10% more free in select size bags of Science Diet cat food. Look for lots of great free bonus offers throughout the store. Don't miss bonus days for a limited time, only at PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details.
When I started this company, our mission was to be the most useful and most ethical provider in the financial services business.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
When you're dealing with people's money, when you're dealing with their financial dreams, you've got to hold it with the greatest of care.
With industry-leading equity research, trusted investment professionals, and personalized advice, Charles Schwab offers investors a better choice when it comes to low-cost investing.
It's about service. It's about best value. It's about ethics. It's all those things. That's what we're about every day.
Join the more than 3 million investors at Charles Schwab and enjoy lower trading costs plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local Schwab branch today.
Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I want to tell you how much my husband and I love you.
I love you, Charlotte. Listen every day.
Everyone's calling Air America Radio. 866-303-AAR0.
I have been hooked since day one. Totally destroyed my work schedule.
Call and let it rip.
It's about the only thing that keeps me from driving a pencil into my brain.
Thank you for having the courage to speak up there on the airwaves.
Air America Radio. We're listening.
Mark Maron at 6 past the hour here on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition. Yes, 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 Thursday morning. Almost to Friday. We got a big big last hour coming up. Will Ferrell's on the phone. Adam McKay is on the phone. Adam McKay was going to come in. We're going to have some fun in the studio. I mean, it'll be fun on the phone, but it's funnier when they're hanging out. You know what I mean? We can hang out, you can see them, and you can talk, and there's dancing, and sometimes we have music. But, no, apparently he's got the flu. Oh, he's got the flu. He's got the tequila-induced flu. I've had that before.
Me too.
Not in years. Not in years. We've also got the Presidential Palm Pilot Recovery Corner is coming up. We've got a lot of things coming up. We've got the campaign is really kicking into gear. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. We've got, you know what? I don't like them taking slugs at John Edwards for being, they say that he was a trial attorney, a trial lawyer. Like this is some big horrible thing to be a trial lawyer. Guess what? John Adams, trial lawyer. Thomas Jefferson, heard of him? Lawyer, trial lawyer. Maybe a little different then. They weren't malpractice suits per se. Millard Fillmore, of course, one of the most popular presidents.
He's from Buffalo. Was he from Buffalo?
I don't know, Riley. I just got a name on a piece of paper. You want to know more about Millard Fillmore?
Millard.
You got a computer. Millard?
Millard, right, not Millard.
Millard Fillmore. Whatever. Yeah. What am I supposed to know everything? Hold on. James Polk, another one of the big, great presidents. James Polk. I mean, look, I should know about this stuff, but I'll be honest with you, I don't. All right? Franklin Pierce, who was a relative of Barbara Bush's. Huh? There's a little esoteric bit of information. How do you like them apples? All right. These are all lawyers, trial lawyers. James Buchanan. Of course, you know, the James Buchanan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone
knows. Pat's great-grandpa.
You know what's funny about our listeners? There are some people out there going, I can't believe he doesn't know anything. That's like Buchanan was, it's Buchanan, man. James Buchanan. Millard Fillmore, what? This guy's got his head up his... Rutherford Hayes, trial lawyer. Chester Arthur, who, of course, invented the Chester Arthur mustache and sideburns connected. See, I don't know. It's not that I don't know nothing. William McKinley, famous guy who got assassinated by an anarchist. Back when anarchists did that kind of stuff and didn't just, you know, walk down the streets with puppets and masks scaling the sides of buildings. William Taft, of course, one of the great fat presidents, was a trial lawyer. Calvin Coolidge, of course, one of the great boring presidents who ruined some things. Did the Coolidge Doctrine was bad. Everyone knows that. See, now there's people out there going, this guy's a retard. I did it. This guy's stupid. I didn't mean to offend the lady with the
By the way, Millard Fillmore is from Buffalo. I've just checked.
Oh, man, that's what you've been doing?
Yeah, man. I got to make sure I'm right here.
Gerald Ford, who you all remember for being the guy that had to step in because the other guy screwed up and then fell down a lot and made Chevy Chase's career, which was later trickled down into this weird, bitter Percocet haze. Anyways, there we go. Speaking of Abe Lincoln, of course, another trial lawyer. And we all know Abe Lincoln because he was tall. And he ended the Civil War, and he was shot by a guy who was marginally affiliated with the Rosicrucians, who, of course, were part of the Illuminati, which later begat the Bilderberger Group, of which John Edwards recently went to a party during an Italian Bilderberger conference, and that's where he was initiated into the great big club that's going to guarantee the presidency of John Kerry.
What's so wrong with trial lawyers? If we didn't have any trial lawyers, who would defend Ken Lay?
That's right. He's going to have an army of trial lawyers.
Yeah, and I bet you he's glad that they're out there.
Well, let's talk about this. Let's get to the campaign news, Riley, because
they're both on the campaign trail.
Bush is getting cranky. He's getting cranky. He's not just the standard sort of bumbling, panic-ridden, you know, thinly veiled, fear, frightened Bush. Now he's getting snippy. He's getting angry. We talked about this before that I have friends. I know people, you know, liberals, Democrats, whoever they are, that the way they view this administration, this is the worst sign about this administration I can think of, is that everyone that I know wants him to go. Okay? Mm-hmm. And now once his ratings are going down and he's looking like he's panicking, now people I know are going, well, that scares me. They're afraid that this president will do something or allow something to happen that will put Americans in jeopardy solely to maintain power. How can that be a good thing if some of the people of the United States are afraid of their own president? Isn't that creepy?
Some people would argue that folks are being paranoid, that folks are making up stuff, that folks are just, you know, creating fiction with all this. But you know what? I don't know the same people you know, but many of the people I know say the same things that the people you know say, and that is that there are problems with this guy and that he might, in fact, precipitate something. You know, the whole idea of suspending the Constitution, suspending or postponing the election, these are things that people speculate about, and right now it is nothing but speculation, but there are people who are worried that this president might go that far.
They don't trust the guy. They clearly don't trust the guy, and I think that instinct is probably very intuitive. I think it's only a matter of time before any right-thinking person, any person who has any sort of human response to the truth will start to realize that.
Well, you know, the other thing is, of course, that, you know, they've both taken the gloves off, Bush and Kerry. But Bush, I think, may be getting snippy because there have been some polls, two different polls now, since John Kerry announced John Edwards as his vice presidential choice. And both polls say that the voters see that choice as positive. 64% said the choice was excellent or good, according to CNN USA Today Gallup.
Wow. See that? See that? He's going down. Now some people are like, uh-oh, I hope he doesn't do anything weird. We got Will Ferrell on the phone in a second. Come back.
Intelligent people live everywhere. People like you and me, interested in art, film, politics, and culture. So why doesn't Hollywood think so? Hi, I'm Larry Meistrich, founder of Film Movement and producer of films such as Sling Blade and You Can Count on Me. More importantly, I'm a busy father of three who lives in the suburbs. Most quality independent and foreign films don't open in a theater near you, especially if you live outside of New York or Los Angeles. Should you be culturally punished for having a backyard? I create a Film Movement for anyone who wants to see films other than the blockbusters playing at your local multiplex. Each month, subscribers to Film Movement receive a new film to own on DVD by signing up at filmmovement.com. It's like getting the best of Cannes and Sundance delivered to your door each month. Subscribe through filmmovement.com and receive one of my favorite films, OTR Town, for free. OTR Town is a documentary about the power of education in America. It's a film that deserves to be seen by everyone. Choose to see films that matter. Subscribe to Film Movement today at filmmovement.com and help support Air America.
Hello from Athens, Greece, folks. Now, if you're a big sports fan like me, this is the place to be. They've got them all. take fencing. My sword of choice is always the foil over the saber in F.A. You've got to see it. That's why Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels have created the Wake Up a Winner sweepstakes. You could win a trip to the big events in Athens. To enter, visit choicehotels.com, or every time you stay at a Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels this summer, you'll get a game piece with a chance to win hundreds of prizes and discounts off your next stay. Wake Up a Winner. To book, call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com. Well, I'm off to rhythmic gymnastics, where it always comes down to who nails the tightest ribbon snake. Choice Hotel. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion runs June 7th through August 29th, 2004. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit choicehotels.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-603-WORD. That's 603-WORD. 1-800-603-WORD.
Yes, Thursday morning, morning's edition. I'm Mark Maron. I am a whole person standing in a radio studio with Mark Riley here who's sitting down.
Good morning.
It is now time for my buddy Billy Joe Bobby Nixon got Palm Pilot. There's the president's schedule. For today, 8:30 a.m., wake up, stay on message. Dick Cheney could be president.
Next.
9:30 a.m., have Ashcroft raise terror color chart to red, hereafter known as Edwards Red.
Next.
10:30 a.m., have Edwards Air Force Base renamed, not ready to be president Air Force Base.
Next. Next.
11:25 a.m., meet with the King of Morocco. Tell everyone that Dick Cheney could be King of Morocco.
Next.
2:10 p.m., address League of United Latin American Citizens via satellite text, Dick Cheney, podría ser presidente el nexto. Or as we say in English.
Next, next, next.
3 p.m., slash $2 billion from education budget.
Next.
5 p.m., order airstrike of Iraqi wedding. Why should they be happy?
Next, next.
How's that grab you? Yeah. 7 p.m., find out if Kerry and Edwards are using the word next as a campaign slogan.
Next. Next. Next, next.
9 p.m., lights out. Try to calm down with happy thoughts. New York Post headline. Edwards arrested in gay sex wrong. Oh.
Next. Next.
So we're waiting for Will Ferrell to call.
Oh, we are.
Is Adam on the phone?
Well, we'll find out and find out whether you're going to talk
what?
To Adam
no,
first.
No, no, put him on
first.
The phone. Put
Which
Adam
everyone?
On. Adam McKay, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Adam McKay is, let me tell people who you are, is the writer and director, co-writer and director of the new film Anchorman with Will Ferrell and Christina Applegate, who I talked to last night, Adam.
You talked to about Christina last night?
Yeah, I did. I was on Conan O'Brien. She was on with me. You know,
oh,
and I,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and I told her that you were going to be on the show, that you were coming into the studio today, and we're all looking forward to it. And she said, oh, there's no way that Adam's going to go into the studio because we're going out drinking. And then they tell me that you're not coming in because you got the flu. I'm sorry to hear you have the flu. But
I actually was sick and went out drinking on top of it in the hopes that the booze would cover the sickness. But you know what? That doesn't work.
That's hilarious that you're actually going to – that's your excuse. You can't just cop to the I lied and drank. You're actually going to say you were sick, so now I'm supposed to go, oh, you were sick, but you drank to help it. Oh, and then you're still sick.
I think that's even more pathetic that I was sick and drank.
Yeah.
It could be dumber.
Well, yeah. What do you got? What exactly?
I got the old stomach flu. I've had it for about 4 days, and then I had about 6 gin and tonics on top of it last night. So it's a good mixture.
How many days have you been treating the stomach flu with the gin and tonic. Maybe, maybe it's a drinking problem that you have.
Oh, Jesus, you might be right.
So tell us about, now, Christina said to me that you're in some sort of spat with the Chicago Tribune. Is that true?
Are we really?
No, I don't know. She said that you got mad at them for something they wrote. Is that real?
No. Right. That sounds like fun, though. I wish I was.
Oh, damn. So where'd you guys go last night? Let me live vicariously through through your night, because I don't have evenings anymore. What'd you guys do?
We actually went to, well, we had the a sort of New York premiere at the Museum of Television and Radio.
Wow.
And it was, we showed the movie. But then afterwards, Bill Curtis interviewed Will as Ron Burgundy. And it's about the hardest I've laughed in about 5 years. It was insane.
Well, that sounds great. I wish Will were on the show and you were in here with us. But I guess, you know, we'll just wing it.
We are. That is, I have to admit, that's pretty lame. Will hasn't even called in yet?
No, he's not even on the phone. Is this some sort of joke? Is he sitting there laughing?
He is. He's about 5 feet away from me. He's eating a burrito. We're still drinking, actually.
Someone told me, who was I talking to, that you started out in Chicago, right? You did improvisational theater?
I did, yeah. I started off the Del Close thing, and actually I was one of the original members of the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Have I met you before?
I think we met for like 1 minute somewhere.
At Luna or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I know Matt and Amy and the rest of them, and
the rest of the bunch.
Yeah.
Upright
Citizen Brigade people, yeah.
I started off with those guys and did Second City and all that kind of stuff, and then got hired for Saturday Night Live as a writer.
So that's the general pedigree of the SNL writer.
It kind of is. That's the standard. That's the popular resume of late. Yeah.
Well, guess what? I guess, Will. Did Will Ferrell go into the other room of the suite to call on the other line? Because we have him on the phone. Hey, Will.
Yeah.
It's Mark Maron. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. How you feeling? Because I guess Adam McKay, he's on the other line. He says he's got a little bit of the gin-induced flu. Were you guys?
Oh, I wouldn't know about that. I'm doing coke right now. So.
You're the most heathen.
I'm doing a lot.
Hollywood.
I'm not holding back.
Yeah? Have you been up? How long have you been up?
I've been up about 72 straight hours.
Wow, man. Are you starting to see those little like vibrating things on the side of your peripheral vision?
I'm starting to see a lot on my peripheral vision. In addition to losing a lot of my peripheral vision. So,
were you at the premiere? Where'd you go after the premiere? I want to live vicariously through you guys.
I was, unfortunately, I had to get out of, because Ron Burgundy made an appearance at the end of the movie.
Right.
And did a Q&A with Bill Curtis.
Right.
And, so I actually went back to the hotel to get out of all my wigs.
Your Burgundy getup?
Yeah, so then I went to bed.
You went to bed?
Yeah, he was not out with us.
Yeah, I'm here. You went to bed, and then Adam just went out, and like you let this guy who you write with and direct your movie has this horrible drinking problem, and you don't help him out?
We actually went out to, it was an exciting night, Mark. We went to TGI Fridays.
Oh, my God. Was that sort of the part of the retro thing?
No, it's one of the finest establishments in the city. We go there and we enjoy it very much. No irony whatsoever.
Oh, wow. You know, Farrell just hung up on us. I think he fell off his chair or something.
By the way, that vibrating things on your peripheral vision is the most specific coke reference I've ever heard in my entire life. There's no question you've done plenty of cocaine. That's so specific.
You should hear him when he talked about the drop.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I've done the research, Adam. I've been in comedy a long time. You gotta take a few nights just to listen to the old guys talk. I'm sure you've done that with one of those old improv guys where you're just sort of like, yeah, tell me more. We've got a few days. Someone told me that you did some sort of, I can't believe Farrell just dropped out.
Did he really?
I don't think he did it on purpose. Maybe he was on some sort of primitive cell phone.
Let me peek in the other room. You know what? He's on the treadmill. Well, you dropped off. Pick it up.
I hope he comes back. He's a big runner, isn't he?
What's that? Oh, big runner.
Yeah. I wish he would call us back. So tell me, what was the process of creating this film?
It was basically Will saw a documentary with old anchormen talking about how much they freaked out when women started coming into the office.
Yeah.
And it was just the funniest thing ever. He started doing impressions of it. And these distinguished 58-year-old men just acting like 8-year-olds in a tree fort.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And he started doing it, and, like, instantly that was the voice, and we just sort of wrote it off that premise. But
We're talking to Adam McKay, the co-writer and director of the film Anchorman, which I think opens today or tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
I hope to get to see it. We tried to arrange it.
I also wrote King Arthur. So
King Arthur, the original King Arthur?
My great-great-grandfather wrote the original King Arthur, so I'm supporting that film as well.
So it was just a riff. That Farrell had a riff. He saw this weird piece of film of these old anchors. Because I'm 40, and I remember cats like Ron Burgundy doing the news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I think it was a guy, Mort Krim, in Philadelphia.
That was who the original documentary was?
Yeah, and he was talking about Jessica Savage, and he was just saying, I'll be honest, I was a male chauvinist pig. We were very uncomfortable. And it's just ridiculous, the voice of authority in our life. Also, we love the memories back when there were, like, three channels, and every anchorman was like God.
That's a great point, because I still remember the guys. I grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Johnny Morris, Dick Niffing, and...
those are great names.
Dick Niffing, and these were authoritative people.
Yes.
You know, my mom, I remember, she's like, my mother, women, they get really sort of connected to anchormen.
Yes, yes.
She couldn't watch Dick Niffing. It was all Johnny Morris for her.
There was a weird thing when I was in Chicago. All the women loved Bill Curtis.
Yeah.
Who's now the voice of American Justice and is actually the narrator in our movie. But, really young, beautiful women would talk about Bill Curtis like, I love him. Yeah. It's this odd fatherly kind of connection as he's talking about, like, you know, canned soup recalls on the news.
Yeah, that's so weird, these TV personalities, how much impact they had when there were only three channels. I remember there was a guy that used to do a morning children's show in Albuquerque, New Mexico, named Captain Billy. And he wore the captain hat, and he had a fake mustache. And my dad, who was a doctor, came home and said, Captain Billy's in the hospital. And I'm, 7 years old. I'm like, what happened? And he was, having sex with some other guy.
Oh, right? Oh, no.
And he got shot or something.
Captain
and I'm
Billy.
And I'm like, Captain Billy?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we had a guy in our neck of the woods. I grew up outside Philadelphia. It was Captain Noah was our guy.
Really?
Yeah.
The local the kiddie show host.
Same thing. Yeah. A gutted studio on the Sunday, just rolled a camera for an hour. And he later joined the Weathermen. And blew up a bank in Minnesota. It was very, very
wild.
Children. Yeah, yeah.
That's wild.
Well, you know, in Philly, they had what was his name? Jerry Blavitt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the geeter with the heater. He was one of those teen dance show
That's right.
Guys.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a real, real... And, of course, Clark started in Philly, too, before he sold out and moved to Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, that was a big broadcast town way back in the day.
Yeah.
We've got Ron Burgundy back on the line. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, guys.
That's okay.
Right.
What happened? Did all the hookers just leave? Or?
Yeah, it just got weird. I didn't want it to be on the radio, so.
You're in the car now?
Yeah, I'm on my way to Regis and Kelly, so that's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, I wish you were here, but all right, you know, you got to do what you got to do, you know.
Adam.
Yeah.
Now,
go ahead, talk to Adam if you need to. I'll facilitate. Adam, Will would like to say something. Will.
Adam, was it fun last night?
It was cool. Did you see the Angels highlights last night?
I missed the Angels. Oh, I heard they won
4-2.
So, yeah. Riley, do you want to keep these guys over the break? Or?
I don't know. That's Regis and Kelly. I mean, I don't know. Hey.
So, Will, we were just talking to Adam about creating this character. It was all based on improvisation. You just sort of reacted to something and built it?
Yeah, I was watching this this kind of news documentary on TV news in the 70s and was just making me laugh at this long time retired local news guy was just being so honest about how sexist he was back then and the fact that he'd probably been retired about 15 years and he still affected a news voice and made sure that you knew I gotta be honest. Back then, I was a real male chauvinist pig.
That's hilarious.
I did not like women. so I called up Adam, and that's kind of how we started down the road with this.
All right, we hold on and let us do a break, and we'll come back with you guys.
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Right on.
All right.
Thanks.
coming up, more with Adam McKay and Will Ferrell. And you on the phones at 866-303-2270 plus Recovery Corner and the all-important liberal agenda here on Air America Radio.
Americans better off than we were 4 years ago? In a new national poll conducted by Mother Jones Magazine, a strong majority of registered voters from across the country claim that the United States have gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track. And half of those surveyed voted for George W. Bush in the 2000 presidential election. Take the poll yourself and view the complete results at MotherJones.com. Also at MotherJones.com, your daily mojo, the best of the independent web and exclusive reports, every day at MotherJones.com. Mother Jones, strange name for a magazine, but take a look. See what you think.
At Patagonia, we love the wilder places beyond the end of the road. And we support around-the-world grassroots activists who fight hard to save a local patch of land or a stretch of river or shoreline. Patagonia gives 1% of annual sales to small environmental groups. And we make exceptional outdoor clothes. So visit one of our stores in Manhattan, Honolulu, Portland, Freeport, or Santa Cruz. If there isn't a store in your area, click on to Patagonia.com for more information. That's Patagonia.com.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. There are more calls to expand the no-fly zone around the nation's capital following the communications breach during the recent Reagan funeral that could have been deadly. Kenneth Kenny Boyle, the former chair of the one-time energy giant Enron this morning, thanked the press for showing up for his surrender to federal authorities in Houston. He's facing federal indictment. Four more U.S. soldiers will be returning to the States in body bags following a powerful mortar attack in Samara this morning. The other soldier is said to be missing. And health officials say a fast-spreading mutant strain of syphilis has proved resistant to antibiotic pills that are offered to some patients as an alternative to painful penicillin shots. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
If you're tired of dealing with glasses or contacts but have been concerned about the price of LASIK, now you can get the best of both worlds. That's right. TLC Laser Eye Centers is offering no payments for 12 months. That means you can have exceptional LASIK, TLC's lifetime commitment, and skilled surgeons at a price you can manage from one of the leaders in laser vision correction. More than 500,000 eyes have trusted TLC for the LASIK procedure, including thousands of eye doctors and Tiger Woods.
After 5 years and more than 35 worldwide wins, I'm still as happy as ever with my TLC Laser Eye Centers experience. I'm 20/20 with no contacts.
Yeah, that Tiger Woods. To take advantage of this limited, no-payment-for-12-month offer, call TLC at 800-300-7509. Some restrictions may apply. In fact, call today for all the details. That's 800-300-7509.
Weeds like dandelion, clover, and hundreds of others can stand between you and a thick green lawn. That's why Bayer Advanced created Triple Action Lawn Fertilizer Plus Weed Control. It does two jobs at once. It kills four times as many types of weeds as the leading brand, while it feeds at every level. The grass, the roots, plus it fortifies the soil for a thicker, deep-down green that lasts longer. Without the weeds, guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
What George Bush did to Texas as governor, he's now done to the whole country as president. And I got to tell you, it's not a pretty picture. I'm Mike Papantonio, and this week on Ring of Fire, Bobby and I are talking to Texans. We want to find out how they survived their years under Bush and how we can all clean up the mess after he's gone. The great Molly Ivins and Jim Hightower are joining us, and also a local hero who's standing up to Bush's buddies in the oil industry. Join Bobby and me on Ring of Fire this Saturday on Air America Radio.
We're talking cocaine, we're talking comedy, we were talking to Will Ferrell, but he has gone into Regis and Kathy Lee, supposed to call us back from the green, Kelly, what's her name?
Kathy Lee Kelly.
Kelly Ripa. I have no idea. I love Regis. And we got Adam McKay on the phone. He is the co-writer and director of Anchorman. Hi, Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. You know, it's like Regis Philbin, one of the... Oh, Will's back? All right. Regis is one of the great broadcasters, I think.
Well, I'd say one of the great Americans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Regis, did you hear that?
Will?
Hey, Regis, did you hear that?
Is he there? Are you?
He's sitting on my lap. I'm doing his hair and makeup. He's a tiny man. He's only about 4 feet tall.
Really? It's weird. Sometimes celebrities are like these really short people.
Yeah.
I heard you were only 5'4".
I'm only 5'4".
Wow, that's wild.
I'm 5'4", 240.
Wow. That, you kind of stretch out on screen.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. So are you still running a lot?
I've kind of fallen off the running.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I still...
Did people drive by and just see you and just pull over and start laughing?
There have been a couple occasions where that's happened, and people yell quotes from old school at me. Yeah.
That must be weird.
Yeah, it's a little bizarre.
Yeah. What's the weirdest moment you've ever had with like one of the fans? Be honest.
I'm trying to say, I just had a weird moment a couple weeks ago doing an improv show at the Groundlings, which is out in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And was in the lobby of the theater saying hi to, you know, some people, just signing autographs, and this one girl and her boyfriend were so nice, were so excited, and they took a picture. And then they came back again to take another picture because they were afraid it didn't come out.
Yeah.
The nervous energy was so crazy. And then she couldn't contain herself. She's like, you know, I just got to tell you, you're a lot funnier in your movies than you were tonight on stage. But, you know, I know how that is. You're holding back. But there are moments where I want to just go, Will, come on. And I wanted to say, you need to stop talking now. But that was so...
I think they're helping out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then
it's the worst.
So, yeah.
It's the worst. I hate that when people are sort of like, hey, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Were you just kind of laying back tonight?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. You probably get tired.
Doing a lot of movies and stuff. I get it.
I get it. Yeah.
I'm just sorry I paid to get in.
It was still
fun
to see you. It was still fun to see you, even though you're bad. So.
Oh man, are you in costume now? Are you doing that there too, or what?
No, I'm as myself today.
Have you done that show before? You have, right?
I have a couple times. I the first time was the best though because it was still.
With Kathy Lee?
With Kathy Lee.
Oh, she was so great, wasn't she?
She was fantastic because, and Regis wasn't there, so it was Pat Sajak was filling in.
Oh, man. He's like one of the characters from the movie.
It was fantastic, except Pat Sajak was actually the really cool one.
Right.
And Kathy Lee introduced, did this big long wind-up of like, this guy's fantastic, you know him from he's wonderful, coming up next... Walt Ferrell. And Pat Sajak went, that's right, Kathy, except his name is Will. And she went, well, I don't know. I don't watch the show. And it really set the tone for a wonderful interview.
I used to be fascinated with her because she was one of the most visibly crazy people I've ever seen on television.
Yeah.
And I just saw her day in and day out, like, talking about destroying her child's life.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if that kid is not deeply screwed up somehow or another, at least sexually. I don't know how he's
doing. And isn't she doing religious albums now or something?
I wouldn't doubt it. What could possibly hold her together?
What happened to that cruise ship thing that she was doing?
I don't know.
She was doing a whole cruise
ship. Ask Regis, will you, when you see him?
I'm going to bring that up.
Bring it up first thing.
What is up with Kathy Lee? Huh? Are you with me, audience?
That would dare him to add to Kelly Ripa, that's for sure.
I have no idea what Kelly Ripa does. So do you go by the 30 Rock when you're in town?
No, I haven't. Well, they're off right now.
There's no real reason to, I guess.
Yeah. I'll go by. Adam and I will go by and try to rummage and get office supplies.
We just sort of pop in and we get a thumbs up to the whole gang, and they're just like, hey, you. It's like Cheers. It's like coming back to Cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you working on now? Anything?
We're actually working on a religious album.
We have a really wonderful album. It's sort of just our testament that we're putting to music, and it's very exciting.
It's a very exciting time.
Uh-oh.
It's with Leo Kotti. He's going to play guitar.
Oh, that's tremendous. I didn't even know he was still doing it. That's great news.
Yeah, no, he's still out there. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Leo Kotti, maybe Leon Redbone would be good.
I don't know what your guys' religious beliefs are, but you really should, you know.
Marin has no religious beliefs.
Yeah. You guys should really sit down. We have some literature. We'd love to send forward to you.
Do you have any comic books?
We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about Odin.
Odin?
Yeah.
A guy that doesn't get the respect he used to.
He really doesn't.
I have an altar to Thor at home, which a lot of people, it's just a hammer and a candle.
You're right along with us.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm talking. Adam McKay, you guys, and Will Ferrell, are you doing some work for Carrie? Did somebody tell me that?
We did. We did a big benefit for Carrie about, what was that, Rolla, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
A month ago. And Stan Ridgway from Wall of Voodoo came and played. Bob Odenkirk was there.
Uh-huh.
David O. Russell, the director of Three Kings, came and gave a little talk.
And Phil Angelides, who's the state
treasurer.
Yeah, that was in California?
That was in California. Came and spoke, and he was...
What did David O. Russell do, just hang out?
David Russell did like about a 6-minute little speech, talk about the injustices. And,
he's an intense guy, man.
Very intense, very funny guy though too. And,
smart kid.
He gave a nice talk. Phil Angelides was kind of amazing.
What, good orator?
Yeah, he's gonna run.
Actually, he's gonna run for governor probably.
Against Schwarzenegger.
Against Schwarzenegger.
And Will, are you gonna run for office or?
I'm probably gonna run for controller.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I don't really know what they do, but I like that.
But it's a good place to start.
Title. Yeah. I like that title.
Will Ferrell, State Controller.
I've already got a business card printed up to say State Controller. And someone from the state actually said, that's not cool. We can sue you for doing that. And I said, you know what?
I love the idea of just having like a couple movies out and right away running for office. Like you don't even break stride. You're just like, you know what? I'm in a sitcom. I'm running for office right now.
Come on, people know me. Enough people know me. Yeah, well, what else? Right? What'd you do when you were up there? What'd you do at what bit did you do? Did you do the president?
We did a whole bit about just listing the good things that Bush has done. Because we felt like we didn't want things to get too one-sided. So we talked about how physically fit he is, how he supports freedom and doesn't like evildoers. He did a lot of long pauses.
Looks great in a suit.
So when you used to do impressions of him, Will, you used to do him like it turns out that he's not such a doofus. He's a little more evil than that, huh?
Yeah, you know, we would just Adam and I would talk about it. We kind of always approached it as just playing him kind of like a frat guy.
Right.
And
do you still do him? Do people come up to you and say, "Do Bush"?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's obviously as I've gotten away from the show now, it's a little less. But, it's amazing how many like offers you get to do something like that.
Like corporate gigs.
Yeah, that's the thing. Which is not really my thing. So.
They've got to be weird.
Yeah.
We did
them
at the NRDC. We wrote a piece where it was Bush trying to appeal to the environmental people. And talk about his track record.
Right.
And it was really...
So we had him... I came out in the flight suit with the helmet, and they unfurled the American flag, and Adam wrote this hilarious speech on how much Bush has been a fan of nature and rest stops. His definition of nature was rest stops and... I love nature, especially except that one time that tree hit my car.
Right, and damn tree got right in front of it. So, what was I just going to ask you? I know I was going to ask you one more thing. Oh, how much do you guys work from improvisation when you do? Like, you know, there are scenes in Old School, and I'm sure there are scenes in Anchorman, which I'll see this weekend. I mean, how much of it is just a riff, you know, based on an idea?
We obviously kind of do. The usual pattern of starting with the written scene, but Adam was really unique in the sense that where typically in a movie, especially a comedy, you get the scene down and then you maybe do one extra take where you decide to throw the script out. Adam basically encouraged after one take throwing the script out. So I would say probably 50% of the movie is
is improvised stuff.
Oh, that's great, man.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's where you get that natural timing.
Yeah.
So I can, your funny comes full on through. Now, okay, and just a personal question. I know that this might sound like just a fan question. That moment in Old School where you go, you know, when the stuff hits your lips.
Yeah.
Was that improvised?
Yeah, yeah, that was all improvised.
Because it seems
yeah.
so real, and yeah. so and somebody who could only come from a deep appreciation
yeah.
of beer.
Yeah, that was kind of there really wasn't anything written for that moment, and it just kind of
it's a transcendent.
Sadly, moment. It came from truth.
yeah, I knew exactly what I know that feeling.
Yeah.
I think you're great. I really admire your comedy,
oh,
and I'm a tough audience. I think you're one of the funniest guys around. And great luck with the film, you guys. It was a pleasure talking to both of you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, you take
yeah.
care, folks.
Okay.
Adam McKay and Will Ferrell. Will's going to be on, I guess, Regis in a matter of minutes. That was a great time. So come back, and we'll take some calls at 866-303-2270. We'll cover some news, and you know, I'm all laughed out. Air America Radio.
I fell in love with Patrick before I even met him because of his heart.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Everywhere I go in this great country, singles are asking me if there's really such a thing as a soulmate.
She took my breath away. Pictures do not do her justice, and I already knew her heart.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
When I hear stories from couples who fell in love on eHarmony, I want to encourage anyone wondering if they have a soulmate to log on to eHarmony.com.
I am more in love with this woman than I ever thought I could love anyone.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we've helped thousands of singles find their soulmate, and we want to help you too. Take our personality profile, a $40 value, and we'll give it to you free.
We just have so much to look forward to.
My name is Patrick, and I met my wife, Cheryl, on eHarmony.com.
My name is Cheryl. I met my husband, Patrick, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Mom, can you take me to Supercuts?
Excuse me? Since when do you care what you look like?
Seriously, Mom, I need a haircut.
Is it a girl? Oh, my Lord, you're already into girls. My little boy's growing up. Oh, soon you'll be in college.
Mom, I'm 7.
And then you'll marry this girl, who we haven't even met yet, and be a big corporate executive. Oh, you look so good in a suit.
Are you going to take me to Supercuts, or should I call a cab?
And you'll be bringing the grandkids on the
way. Let's face it, your kids are growing up whether you like it or not. That's why Supercuts promises to give them a look you'll both love, usually quicker than it takes to get them to brush their teeth.
Dad, can you take me to Supercuts?
Supercuts? Jeez, where's the time gone? I mean, you were just a little baby, and now you're in school, growing hair.
Supercuts. We know how it is.
With over 1,700 locations, it's never been more convenient to let Supercuts take care of you and your hair. Call 1-800-SUPERCUTS or log on to supercuts.com for a location nearest you. And while you're there, check out the latest episode of The Mop Squad.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most? Your wallet?
Yeah.
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and they include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLONASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies.
Huh?
Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLONASE. Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility.
Hey, what? Here I am.
Hey.
There we are.
Whoa.
That was cool, man. Will Ferrell, Adam McKay. That was fun. It was funny, fun,
it
informative.
Was. I just sat and listened because I don't know his work.
Yeah, that's Mark Riley over there who doesn't go to the movies ever.
Ever.
He's got this weird life where he watches soccer, he listens to Bugle and Drummers.
That's right. Drum and Bugle Corps.
Refuses to engage with the modern film world.
That's right.
I am Mark Maron. This is Morning Sedition. And speaking of it, you know when it hits your lips, just when it just, like, you just, I'm an alcoholic. My name's Mark.
Hi, Mark.
And in Recovery Corner, I reach out to fellow 12-steppers who are struggling to stay clean and sober. And as always, I'm offering my counsel and wisdom to my temporary sponsee, George W. Well, George, what's going on? What do we make of your lashing out at that reporter?
Next.
Yeah. The only thing that's going to happen next is you bellying up to the bar someplace and ordering doubles.
Next.
Yeah, make that too. Why not? You're letting your resentments build up, George, which means your self-esteem is going down. You're showing your insecurities. You're making yourself a little more vulnerable. You know, we can't afford to hold on to anger as alcoholics, all right? Because I know if you're that resentful, you're getting very, very thirsty. That's why we go to meetings before you snap at a reporter for doing his job. And just because you say
next,
doesn't mean that you're actually moving forward. Do you understand? Now, it's pretty obvious that you have no interest in being, you know, president anymore, but nothing lasts forever. Just ask your dad, your one-term dad.
Next.
Could be a pretty exciting place if you only let it be. Next. You know what I'm saying? Good relaxing. Remember, bend your knee before you bend your elbow. Sorry is looking back. Worry is looking forward, looking around. You receive... God, what am I, babbling? You received without cost. Now give without charge. There is no chemical solution to a spiritual problem. Think. First things first. Get to a meeting. That's Recovery Corner for today. You got something on your mind? Oh, I see what you're looking at.
I'm not going to talk about that.
866-303-2270.
I can't talk about it the way I want, so I can't. I'm not going to talk about it.
866-303-2270. You want to talk about it? You're going to shy away from it? Hold on. Maybe I've got a little funny story. Oh, yeah. The Olsen twins. No more milk mustache advertisements.
What happened?
Well, they took them off when they realized that one of the mustaches was blown. I'm sorry. See, now it's a morning show. See what just happened? There are liberal people at home going, why are you talking about cocaine and making fun of celebrities? That, you know, if I wanted that, I could get that on Stern.
Well, why don't we talk about Terry's education proposals? No, let's not. Yeah, we can.
No, let's talk about the Olsen twins' drug problem. See, if you had a toss-up. All right, let's talk about...
All right, wait a minute. If you're going to talk about that, let's talk about the couple having sex on stage during a concert.
This is important stuff because it's international news.
It certainly is.
It happened in
Oslo, Norway.
See that?
We can't say the name of the band, though.
Because it's dirty.
Yeah, and the guy...
Wait, maybe I can give it a... It's... Shots.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. The last time this couple did this at a concert, they actually raised about 15 grand.
Back up. The last time the couple got on stage in the middle of a rock show and had sex publicly. This is something that happens often.
They do it pretty often. Yeah, they're part of an organization that actually is trying to save the rainforest through having sex on stage during concerts.
Dude, there's hundreds of people. I'm afraid to do karaoke. You know what I mean? I mean, I do comedy, but I know how to deal with that. I mean, a comic, you know, but the idea of having sex in front of hundreds of people, the idea, I mean, that's paralyzing.
Well, not to him. He looks like he's enjoying it. They have a little video on there, the picture.
That takes a tremendous amount of focus.
They look like they're in the throes of
it. Stay on the line. We'll take your calls, 866-303-2270. We're coming back in a minute. Air America Radio.
You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the Internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
All senior citizens should have Life Alert.
My life was on the line and they saved it. Thank God for Life Alert. I owe my life to it.
Senior citizens can live feeling protected at home rather than facing a retirement institution. Life Alert provides constant monitoring protection, which allows independent living in the comfort of home. For a free brochure, call 1-800-588-3133.
And the first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone, and I realized that I had to do something, take better care of myself. Life Alert is there when I need them, and I feel I can depend on them.
If a senior has an emergency, help is immediately available at the touch of a button, even if the senior can't reach a phone. Life Alert Monitoring Center is on the line and links to local police, fire, and paramedics. For a free brochure that lists all the services and assistance available with Life Alert, call 1-800-588-3133 today. That's 1-800-588-3133. 1-800-588-3133.
When I started this company, our mission was to be the most useful and most ethical provider in the financial services business.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
When you're dealing with people's money, when you're dealing with their financial dreams, you've got to hold it with the greatest of care.
With industry-leading equity research, trusted investment professionals, and personalized advice, Charles Schwab offers investors a better choice when it comes to low-cost investing.
It's about service. It's about best value. It's about ethics. It's all those things. That's what we're about every day.
Join the more than 3 million investors at Charles Schwab and enjoy lower trading costs plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local Schwab branch today.
Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Yes, we're coming in for a landing on Morning's Edition. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley over there.
Hey!
This is Air America Radio. Thank you for blogging. It's all been very helpful. Franklin Pierce, who I believe was a distant relative of Barbara Bush, it was a trial lawyer. We read a list of presidents that were trial lawyers. And this guy says, she's a she. I'm sorry, raging BQ. That Franklin Pierce, apparently, according to something she might have heard on the History Channel, was one of the worst presidents ever. Also, I've been using a reference to this next thing. There's a soundbite we have of Bush responding. What is that, Mark?
Well, yeah, he was asked about John Edwards, and to compare John Edwards and his vice president, Dick Cheney. Let's hear from George W. Bush.
Try another Edwards question. He's being described today as charming, engaging, a nimble campaigner, a populist, and even sexy. How does he stack up against Dick Cheney?
Dick Cheney can be president. Next.
This guy's amazing. You know, the arrogance of it, it's like, you know, Edwards right now has more experience than Bush had. And one thing we know about this, you know, about the presidency is, you know, pretty much anyone can do it, apparently. You know, some people can do it better than others. And apparently, for reals. Because it's on the paper and it's got quotation marks on either side of it. Kerry's response, which I don't believe we have on tape, but I will read it to you, was, quote, "He was right that Dick Cheney was ready to take over on day one, and he did, and he has been ever since, folks, and that's what we've got to change." Kerry, putting the gloves on. Kerry and Edwards, symbiotic relationship. It looks like everything's covered. Wisdom, intelligence, experience, passion, ambition, all the, and the bottom line is these two care about people, and they've done a lot of work to take care of working people. Bush, in his alliances with people like Ken Lay, who was indicted today by the he was surrendered to the FBI. He surrendered to the FBI. These are Bush's friends, the people that bilk the working people out of millions of dollars.
You know, tomorrow we're going to hopefully get a chance to talk a little bit about Kerry's proposals for things like education, health care, some of these other issues that people may not be really that clear about where he is. We're gonna try and remedy that.
Yeah, we're going to start talking about John and John, the John ticket, because everyone's excited about Edwards, and Kerry seems to be loosening up and kicking some arse.
There you go.
That's our liberal agenda from the Streisand compound. Get your notebooks and your pens. Here are your marching orders for today. One, tape record Bush saying next and use it as a punchline.
Next.
I already did that one today. Two, stop hating Ken Lay because now he's a prisoner and a victim of the system, man. Three, write letter to the editor complaining that Michael Moore hasn't gotten enough media attention lately. I plugged him for no reason last night. There was a reason. I think he's right. 4, call Tiger Beat. Suggest win a date with John Edwards contest. 5, today's phrase is drop it into conversation. Quote, Dick Cheney could have a stroke next week. Unquote. Good morning to you. Good day to you. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Absolutely.
You're going to take us out of this thing there, Mark?
That I will do. Coming up on tomorrow's morning's edition, our old friend CIA veteran Jack Rice on the departure of George Tenet, plus former campaign manager for Howard Dean, Joe Trippi. Both on tomorrow's morning's edition here on Air America Radio. See ya.
Tonight on Bravo.
You're all fools.
A brand new tournament begins on Celebrity Poker Showdown. And all bets are off when Dave Navarro, Jenny Garth, Jerry O'Connell, Willie Garson, and Richard Kind raise the stakes.
Going all in.
This friendly card game.
Who is your daddy?
Is about to turn ugly.
Take him down. Take him down.
I can't put up with the nonsense anymore.
Mom, I want to come home.
Dave Foley hosts an all-new Celebrity Poker Showdown. Tonight at 9, 8 central. Only on Bravo, baby.
When I get one of my headaches, every minute of that pounding, throbbing pain is a minute too long. So when I take something, I want to make sure I choose the one that will get rid of that tough pain faster.
The moment of choice. Tylenol or Advil for faster headache relief. Truth is, Advil liquid gels rush relief to your headache faster than Tylenol. And Advil relief is stronger, better relief too.
Headache's gone already. Glad I chose Advil.
For faster headache relief, advance to Advil relief.